is another Clatskid Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Go to the four wide look here. Lewis flanks his quarterback Perkins on the right hip. Takes the snap and wants to throw the football. It's a post pattern into the end zone. Cop's wide open. Cop caught it, and Cop got the touchdown. An 18-yard touchdown pass to a wide open Alex Cop.
Tonight, the Class C2 state playoffs kick off in Sutton as the Mustangs welcome in the Southern Valley Eagles. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Class Kid Sports Club.
Ooh, they hit Wiseman hard, but he handed it off to his fullback Johnson, who's into the secondary. He's to the 30, he's to the 20, he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Sutton. And that's a 52-yard touchdown run for Noah Johnson. Bad.
Sutton made it all the way to Memorial Stadium last season and played in their first final since 1989. Southern Valley's looking for their first playoff win since 1995. Tonight's winner draws undefeated Battle Creek in round two. It's the Eagles and Mustangs coming up next, but first in the new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Sutton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Sutton. The state football playoffs continue here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you as we take a look at the opening round in Class C2, where the defending state runner-up Sutton Mustangs take on an up-and-coming Southern Valley Eagle Ball Club that won the state basketball championship last year and has won their last two ball games to come in at 4-4. But as we said when we saw them before the Ravenna game a couple of weeks ago, if this team came in, as we expected, on a roll, and both of these teams have played great competition, but if they got those last two wins, it was probably an opponent that nobody wanted to see in the first round. Well, that nobody today is going to be Sutton, and there is going to be no easy task for these teams as they move along in the state football playoffs. And we're glad to have you along here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, as some high school football has already moved along in the state playoffs today. We'll give you some scores in just a moment, but we can tell you that Battle Creek will play the winner of this game. Battle Creek has already taken care of Bayard in easy fashion this afternoon, 61-14. So either Sutton travels to Battle Creek or Battle Creek heads to Oxford to take on Southern Valley, or Stamford maybe is the more appropriate correct location. But it should be a competitive ball game tonight. As you know, a lot of these games on opening day don't turn out to be all that competitive, but we expect one here, and there were a couple out there today that maybe were a little more competitive than we thought. Let's take a look at some of the scores here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get you set for what's coming up later on. It was Pierce downing Ogallala in C1 by a score of 31-13. Adams Central was down at home at half today to Shadron 7-0, but came out, drove the length of the field on the opening drive of the third quarter, got a 2-point conversion, and never looked back. The Patriots 22 and Shadron 7. Those are games that were going on in the west bracket of C1. In the east, Falls City 28, Wayne 27. There's a 7-10 matchup, just like we have here this afternoon in Sutton. In C2, Crofton has defeated Bridgeport 28-14. Crofton will play the Donovan Trumbull Centura winner. The news there is Donovan would have to go back to Crofton for the second straight year if they win tonight. So Crofton will get to host. Blue Hill is holding on to a 7-0 lead over Kimball in the third quarter. That game was scoreless at the half. It's currently airing on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. At halftime, it's Hershey 13 and Atkinson West Holt 6. Moving on to other games in C2. In the east part, Malcolm 7, Ponca 6. That is in the first quarter. Hardington Cedar Catholic has beaten Palmyra 41-0. And in the fourth quarter, Lutheran High Northeast all over Johnson County 49-0. Moving into D1 action, it's a final in the west. The top seed Overton cruises past Clearwater Orchard 65-14. Our first upset of the day, North Central has knocked off the Arapaho Warriors 36-30 this afternoon in Arapaho. Elsewhere in D1, Hemingford has taken care of Franklin 64-8 at the half. Chambers Wheeler Central leads South Loop 14-6, and Elm Creek is already up 21-0 on Niobrara Verdigris in the first quarter. In the East bracket, Bruning Davenport Schickley leads Neely Oakdale at the half 50-6. Exeter Milligan 42-6 over Hardington. That game is in the third quarter. And in D2, Hayes Springs and Layton scoreless at the half. Halftime, Amherst 52, Hitchcock County 8. That game currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Stewart has eliminated Garden County 44-14. And in a shocker at the half, it is 15th seed Sandhill Stedford leading Shelton by a score of 23-20. In the East bracket, top seed Fall City Sacred Heart has jumped out 21-0 on Kennesaw. Lions Decatur 30-0 over Meridian, and that is only in the first quarter. At the half, Fullerton 16 and Parkview Christian 6. That's a tough first-round matchup for Fullerton. So those are the finals and the games that are currently going on. We'll give you another shout at the top of the hour before our kickoff. But right now, we'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and hear from the coaches, Jeremy Upp of Southern Valley and Steve Raymer of Sutton. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits.
South Central State Bank in Oxford is a very proud supporter of the high school programs and are very proud of their Eagles for making the playoffs this year. Hard work and dedication in and out of the game is a guaranteed success. And their success in banking is because of that and you, the customer, for making us the one place to go. South Central State Bank in Oxford.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready to start the C2 playoffs tonight in Sutton. The Mustangs taking on Southern Valley. Head coach Jeremy Epp joins us, and we had a chance to see the Eagles play 3 weeks ago when they came up to Ravenna, and it was a key football game at that time. Coach, you knew if you could put together these last couple of games, you were going to have a chance to have some momentum going into the playoffs, and that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, I tell you what, our kids have really responded well the last 2 weeks. They've done a nice job of taking on challenges in practice, to continue to have good attitudes, to continue to learn, and just continue to work on the fundamentals of practice.
You've had to plug some different people into different spots, like some teams, but you had some injuries, and maybe now the silver lining is you've got a lot of these guys back, and you've built some depth. At this point, as you go into the playoffs, how satisfied with you or are you with your depth?
Well, you know, I think the offensive line, defensive line is very key. You got to have good results from those guys. As far as depth is concerned, you know, our skilled guys continue to get better every single week. And, you know, I'm really, really happy with the continued progress with the, you know, what the line has done over the last 2 weeks. You know, we kicked out about 400-plus yards against Ravenna, and then we hit over 500 against Centura. And you got to credit, you know, the offensive line for doing a lot of positive things the last 2 weeks.
Well, obviously, when we hadn't seen you play football before, we were pretty impressed with what we saw against Ravenna. Although it was a close game at halftime, it was probably one big play away from you guys really dominating that contest. And we saw just about everybody step up and do some really good things. But Dylan Brooks, this kid's a special player for you. I want to start there. What is it that makes him better and better each week?
Well, Dylan just has a motor that doesn't stop. He has a nose for the football. He just has the right qualities that make up a football player. He continues to be a student of the game, understands what people are trying to do, whether it's offensively, defensively, or special teams. And, you know, he's just a presence on the football field.
when you have senior leaders that want to take that next step, a lot was made of winning state basketball last year and having success in a variety of things. And I think we talked about this last time, coming into this season with some high expectations. What's it mean when your seniors have kind of fulfilled this portion of their goal, and how have they handled the leadership role here the last couple, 3 weeks?
Oh, they've done a great job. You know, each one of them brings something special to the table. You know, and, you know, Alex Kopp brings that, just that, you know, the speed and the things that you need from a kid that are a difference maker. Michael Longsine is just a presence out on the football field. You know, Tom Percival does a great job of leading by example on Friday nights. And, you know, we can go on and on down the list. Carl Kramer, you know, and they've been exemplary in the weight room, you know, 100% attendance over 4 years. You know, each one of those kids, the seniors or whatever, you know, each, you know, down the line, all of them are special. They all bring something to the football team that are qualities that you need.
Talking with the head football coach at Southern Valley, Jeremy Epp, you've definitely been tested, and now you take on the defending state runner-up in Sutton. Give me your impressions of the Sutton Mustangs and what you've seen on film.
Well, the Sutton is a quality program. You know, they continue to improve. You know, you watch them over the season and stuff like that. And the Wiseman kid is impressive to watch on film. You know, they've had a lot of success over the last few years. So as far as the tradition is concerned, you know, they've done a lot of positive things. And you definitely see that in film. Well coached.
Is there something that they do that other teams have given you fits with this year that may be a problem in this game or that you're really concentrating on?
Well, you know, with them, you're going to look at the veer and the ISOs, you know, and obviously they want Wiseman to touch the ball quite a few times. And you just got to be able to stop that. You got to be disciplined. Your linebackers have to do a good job. Your defensive end has to continue to do his job over and over, and you know, stay disciplined. And if you do that as a defense, you know, our goal and our team's goal is to hold them in check.
And Jeremy, take me back to maybe what the difference would be from last year going against a Crofton team to what you're anticipating this year as far as the growth of your program?
Well, I'll tell you what. The best thing that I've seen here in the last 2-3 weeks is these kids see it. These kids feel it. And the best part is they believe it. And when you can get student-athletes to do those three things, to be able to see their success, to be able to feel the success, and then and believe that it's going to happen, you know, to me, you don't put a, you know, check mark on going to the playoffs. You know, let's go to the playoffs and go do something. And these kids believe it.
Well, I know a lot of folks think this is going to be one of the more interesting first-round games, and I guess when they say interesting, that usually means that the slight underdog has a chance, and it sounds like you guys definitely feel you have a chance in this game.
Always. And you'll watch the athletes go make plays, and it'll be fun to watch.
All right, Coach. Well, it was fun watching some of your athletes earlier this year. We can't wait for another good football game tonight. Best of luck to you and the Eagles.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Doug.
You bet. That's Southern Valley head coach Jeremy Epp here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll come back and talk with Sutton coach Steve Raymer right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you. Happy Halloween. Nebraska Land National Bank invites you to trick-or-treat with us this year. On October 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m., we will host a free trunk-or-treat Halloween event at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Local businesses and organizations will be passing out candy, and hot dogs and hot cocoa will be available for a free will donation to the Nebraska Children's Home Society. Join us for a boo-tastic fun time.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits from Sutton. It's the opening night of the high school football playoffs, and there will be really no easy games in Class C2, especially in the West bracket. We've been talking about it all year long, and let's talk with the head football coach at Sutton, Steve Raymer, whose squad would love to go as deep as they did last year, and that's all the way to Memorial Stadium. And Steve, not quite as easy a road for you guys, a couple of losses this year compared to last year, but definitely competitive in those two games. Sounds like you're healthy. Just the attitude of where you're at right now heading into the playoffs.
Well, you know, we kind of had to use the regular season to get some young guys up to speed, and, you know, now we got to get them playoff ready. So, you know, so far, you know, we had our chances in both the two losses, and we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. And the two teams played well, good as well, not taking anything from them. But, you know, we really concentrated on fixing ourselves and making sure that we don't hurt ourselves. And, you know, if we continue to do that like we have the last couple of games, we'll put ourselves in a good position.
Well, after the games with St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, the kids responded against Thayer Central. And then, of course, last week, Superior is really a down football team, so I don't know how much you can judge from that. But do you like the way they bounce back?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, we kind of realized in both those games, you know, I think both them two games we had 100 yards in penalties and a couple turnovers, and we hadn't had them in the previous four games. So we knew that if we could eliminate those, we'll give ourselves a much better chance. And when you're losing those games by a touchdown, you figure that's going to give you a pretty good shot at a victory. So we just, like I said, we really concentrated on fixing ourselves.
Even for your coaching staff, how different is the feeling as you get ready for this game compared to where you were last year going into the playoffs?
You know, I think it's pretty similar to the same. I mean, we're still unexpected in what we're going to get each week. And, you know, our kids are, you know, a lot of new faces out there. So it's a new experience for them. And you know, still trying to get battle tested for the playoffs. And we figure our regular season really helped us with our schedule. And, you know, we just take it one game at a time. You know, we're breaking it all the way down to not just one game at a time, but one play at a time and one first down at a time and one stop at a time. And we just got to simplify things and focus on, you know, what's right in front of us and not get too wrapped up in everything.
As you look at the stat sheet after your first eight games, incredibly balanced as far as who's running the ball. Obviously, you're running the ball 80-85% of the time compared to what you want to do through the air. But everybody talks about the dynamic plays that Cole can make at quarterback, but he's only 100 yards ahead of Noah and not even that much ahead of Trey. Is that a conscious effort to split the carries up like that, or has that just been the way it's gone?
That's just the way it goes. We run the triple option. So sometimes they're going to give us a fullback. Sometimes they're going to give us a pitchback. Sometimes they're going to give us a quarterback. You know, Cole's our dynamic weapon that we know he's going to break out for 100 a game. And we don't even have to focus on getting those 100. It's just going to happen. And a lot of teams are, you know, concentrating on taking him away. And it's been good for Trey and Noah to step up and show that, you know, if you do that, we can hurt you in other departments. So, you know, that's just the way it works out in the triple, sometimes it's one guy's turn. The next week, it might be the next guy's turn. We just take whatever they give us.
You've had to use some young guys on the line throughout the season. How has that developed now that everybody's healthy? You still have sophomores and even a freshman that you plug in there at times.
Yeah, you know, we're just pretty young, and we're just learning along the way. And, you know, they've responded well for sophomores and freshmen and, you know, getting some great experience, too. And so, you know, something we need. And just, you know, that's a lot of people, you know, look at our skill guys that are back, but you lose your entire line. You got a lot of things to work on, and getting used to big games and big moments. And you know, this playoff game alone coming up, that's the first time for five of these kids ever playing a playoff game. So, you know, they've got to be ready. And we've seen some tests, and we hope we respond well.
We're talking with Sutton football coach Steve Raymer here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at Southern Valley. They were kind of the dark horse at the beginning of the season. Their schedule pretty similar to yours, and they've got a couple of more losses, like to a Hershey team that's undefeated. What do you see from them?
Well, you know, they're no joke. They've got four losses come against four, you know, rated teams. They're right there. They've got to You know, they're a team you better take serious and you better play good ball. You turn the ball over against these guys, you know, you don't tackle well and you do the things that will lose you football games, they'll definitely beat you. You know, like I said, they're no slump. They've their four losses are against teams that are just very quality opponents that, you know, we could play those same four teams and have the same record. So, you know, this is a tough first-round draw, and it's going to be a great game.
They've got one of the top linebackers in the class in Dylan Brooks. In fact, I think he's still in the top two or three as far as tackles go. Do you concentrate on a guy like that more, or do you have a special scheme for him?
No, we don't. We block it the same each week, and, you know, we have different plays in our format. If the middle backer is hurting us or an outside backer or a D lineman or a D-tack, you know, it's the good thing about the option. If we can't block him, we'll just let him go and we'll read him. And he's got to take either one or the other, and that's just kind of what we do every week.
Another minute here with Steve Raymer of Sutton. They like to chuck the ball around a little bit, throw for over 1,000 yards so far this season. Tell me a little bit about your defensive backfield, and have you played anybody that looks a little like Southern Valley in that aspect?
You know, we haven't played anybody that likes to throw the go like they do and does it as well as they do. You know, we've got pretty good DBs this year, but they haven't been – a lot of them returning from last year as our skill guys are back. But they haven't been overly tested this year, and they've got two – about 6'3" receivers and a quarterback that can throw it about 40, 45 yards on the dime. So, you know, they're going to, if you look at their games, the games they're most successful in, they're hitting them goes and posts and slants, and they're throwing the ball well that night because, you know, when a team can balance like that and do it as well as they do, it makes it tough to defend. And, you know, they if they come out tonight and you complete two or three of them goes, and it's going to be a long night. We have to defend that. We have to try to get turnovers off that.
Well, we talked about Dylan Brooks, their outstanding linebacker. You got a pretty good one as well in Cole Shelkoff.
Yeah, he's done a great job for us this year. I mean, this is his first year at middle linebacker. He was a DB for us last year. Real solid ball player for us. We moved him in the middle because we were pretty young in there, and we needed some more help at D-tackle, so we had to move one of them linebackers in there. And, you know, since that move, I think he's averaged about 15, 16 tackles a game, and he's just really kind of secured our middle for us and made a big difference.
Coach, finally, can't talk playoffs without at least taking a look at the west side of the bracket. We've mentioned kind of all week how nice it was that you and Donovan and Blue Hill and St. Cecilia were kind of all in a different pod where you wouldn't have to meet in the second round, but Battle Creek could be sitting there for you. There's nothing easy, just kind of your thoughts on the whole bracket.
It's a tough bracket. I mean, there's six or seven, I think there's seven top 10 rated teams in there. Not their ratings mean a lot, but there's seven teams in there that are, you know, several undefeated teams. I think you survive the West, you know, then you're going to be plenty battle tested because any one of those teams you mentioned, I wouldn't hesitate for a second to pick them to go to the title game. So, you know, it's going to be some interesting playoff games. I mean, a little weather, a little miscue here or there, who knows going to come out of that. So the great thing about it is everybody has a shot. And, you know, we think that we have a shot at it as well, and we played those teams, and we know that, you know, we're right there, and so it's going to be a real interesting west side.
All right, Steve, always a pleasure watching the Mustangs play, and let's see if we can get another exciting playoff run going for the fans of Sutton.
You bet. Thanks a lot for covering us.
You bet. That's Steve Raymer, head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs. We'll be back and take a look at tonight's starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of Micro Essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank Call from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank Call allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank Call is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking, making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off tonight, for the Southern Valley Eagles, here is a look at their offensive starters. At center, number 53, 5'7", 170-pound junior, Trey Norman. The guards on the left side, 20-pound senior Dylan Brooks. And the right guard, number 68, 6'2", 215-pound senior Carl Kramer Jr. The tackles on the left side, number 59, a 5'10", 245-pound senior, Tom Percival. And the right tackle, number 66, 6'3", 215-pound senior, Michael Longside. At tight end for Southern Valley will be number 8, 5'9", 140-pound junior, Sam Hunt. The wide receivers, number 2, 6', 165-pound senior, Alex Kopp. Number 5, 5'9", 150-pound senior, Griffin York. And number 24, 6'3", 165-pound junior, Hunter Quinn. You'll also see the sophomore Chance Best in there as well. The running back, number 9, 5'6", 150-pound junior, Christian Lewis. And the quarterback, number 3, 6'1", 175-pound junior, Jeremiah Perkins. The head coach at Southern Valley is Jeremy Epp. 4-4 on the season, but those four losses this season for Southern Valley have come to Donovan Trumbull and Hershey, who are undefeated, Blue Hill, and Hastings St. Cecilia. For the Sutton Mustangs, the center is number 75, 5'10", 225-pound sophomore Garrett Clark. The guards are number 63, 5'9", 165-pound freshman in Christian Stengel. And number 77, 5'10", 175-pound junior Jared Lemkow. The tackles are number 66, 6', 210-pound sophomore Tristan Sheridan. And number 74, 5'9", 190-pound senior Dylan McCroden. At tight end, number 7, 5'11", 190-pound senior John Bitterman. The wide receivers are number 24, 5'9", 170-pound senior Cole Shelkoff, and number 28, 5'6", 140-pound junior Tyler Bailey. The running backs are number 22, 6', 195-pound junior Noah Johnson, and number 6, 5'9", 185-pound senior Trey Raymer. The quarterback, All-State candidate number 3, 5'11", 185-pound senior Cole Wiseman. The head coach of the 9th-ranked Sutton Mustangs is Steve Raymer, assisted by Chad Wiseman, Craig Rayford, and Zach Parrish. 6-2 on the season. Their losses coming at the hands of St. Cecilia by 7 and Donovan Trumbull by 4. And that's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll kick it off after this.
With changes in health insurance these days, it is never too late to call and make sure you are getting the best coverage for you and your family. See the General Service Agency in Beaver City to find out how they can keep your home, life, auto, and health up to date and with coverage to give you peace of mind. Best of luck to our Southern Valley athletes and coaches in tonight's game.
Oxford Physical Therapy in Oxford wants to be your choice when you need rehab and physical therapy for sports-related injuries, pediatric and geriatric. Whatever your rehab needs, Oxford Physical Therapy has your back, your hips, your shoulder, and your knees. Oxford Physical Therapy is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes and would like to take this time to wish the Southern Valley players and coaches best of luck in tonight's game.
And we are ready to kick the ball away. It'll be Southern Valley to do so, and they're going to boot it through the end zone, and let's get our football game going. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It'll be Sutton ball, first and 10, at their own 20-yard line. Southern Valley will probably have a little bit of advantage in the kicking game tonight as far as things go. We saw Sutton the last couple of years. They go for two. They squib kick it a lot. So they line up in the I formation. Quick snap. Cole Wiseman on the option pitch. Goes to Noah Johnson around the right end. Looking for some running room. Finds a block at the 25. Gets it up to the 30. He's got the first down as he's shoved out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So Noah Johnson, first play of the football game, has a first down here for the Sutton Mustangs, and it is a 12-yard gain, first down and 10. They'll be moving from right to left as you view it along your radio dial, Southern Valley from left to right. There's still a little bit of sun on the field here on what is actually a very nice November evening. A little bit of wind on first down. They'll go with a counter play to Raymer. He comes off left guard, squeaks across the 35 and gets out to about the 36-yard line. And that is what these Sutton Mustangs want to do. Run the ball, pop the big one. It's going to be a 4-yard gain there for Raymer, and that'll bring up second down and 6. Tyler Bailey will roll in, and don't think that Sutton can't throw the ball. They're one of those teams that you have to concentrate so much on the run that they pick their time to get you deep with the pass. Unbalanced line, strong to the left side. That's where they'll run it with the fullback, Johnson. They'll take it back out of his belly. Wiseman keeps it. He'll turn the corner, cross the 40 to the 42, maybe the 43. He's going to be right at the first down marker, and the side judge says, yes, it is. And before they even get the ball spotted, we'll say it's a 6-yard gain there for Cole Wiseman. So already all three backfield teammates have carried the football. And two first downs here for Sutton. They'll actually huddle up here and run Nick Hennessy into the ball game. He's the 6'4 junior tight end wide receiver that they can kind of throw the ball up, see if he can go get it. Guarded Griffin York on press coverage. This time Noah Johnson, fullback off the left side, gets 5 more yards, crashes across the 45 following that big but young offensive line, as you heard from Coach Steve Raymer in our pregame interview. It's going to be a 5-yard gain there for Johnson, and it'll be second down and 5. We're just 90 seconds into the ball game, scoreless. Sutton on their opening possession started at the 20 and has already moved it out to the 47-yard line. With a wing to the right side, they'll hand it off to Raymer, and this time nowhere to go. Tries to turn the corner, and in there making the tackle for Southern Valley is Michael Longsign. It's going to be a gain of a half a yard. We're going to keep it at third down and 5. Nothing there, time for Raymer. So third and 5 yards to go here for Sutton on the opening drive here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Sutton, and Oxford, and as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. High school football brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Here's a pitch play out to Johnson. Johnson brought down at midfield in Southern Valley. Lucky they didn't get flagged for a face mask right in front of the side judge and the Sutton bench. He's going to be brought down about 2.5 yards short of the first down, and they're going to line up to try and go for it quickly here. Will they try and draw Southern Valley off, or will they go for it? Looks like they're going to go for it. Coach Raymer telling Cole Wiseman what to do. Twins to the right side, I formation. And now they'll check the play again. Take a second. Needing 2.5 yards. It's going to be Wiseman on the option pitch. Raymer trying to get to the corner of the right side. He didn't get it. Great open field tackle out there. Southern Valley's Jeremiah Perkins was able to get him a yard short of the first down. And so Sutton goes for it on 4th and 2.5. And Southern Valley, if you're looking for an upset, you've got to make a play like that. And a nice play by Perkins. Only 1 yard there as they were able to cover that option well. And Southern Valley will have great field position at their own 48-49-yard line to start this football game. So give Perkins credit on 4th and 2. And let's see what they can do out of that shotgun. They like to spread it. Perkins, the quarterback, pitches it out here to Christian Lewis. And as he tries to make his move, his feet come out from under him. And Raymer's going to touch him for the tackle. He'll lose 3 on the play back to the 46-yard line. Christian Lewis, very fast. He's one of those kids that's so fast, sometimes he goes so fast that his feet don't keep up with him, and that's what happened there. He saw where Raymer was, wanted to cut it back inside on the numbers, and instead slipped down. It'll be second down and 13. 8:30 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Sutton and Southern Valley, the opening round of the C2 playoffs. Twins with double tight end here. Lewis in the backfield. They'll stay out of that shotgun with Jeremiah Perkins. He wants to keep it himself, and coming through to wrap him up in the backfield for no gain is Cole Shelkoff. In fact, he's going to catch him a little bit behind the line of scrimmage. So after being stopped on 4th down, Sutton comes up with 2 nice defensive plays, and the quarterback Perkins will lose 1. And it is now 3rd and 14, Southern Valley at their own 45-yard line. And we'll see a personnel change coming into the ball game for Southern Valley will be Dan Dietz. And also running in there, Chance Best. As we told you, he'll rotate in quite a bit. So here's that first 4 wide look with Dietz in the backfield as a blocking back for Perkins. Three down lineman for Sutton. And rolling out, Perkins wants to throw underneath. The ball will be complete, short of the first down, into the hands of Hunter Quinn, into Sutton territory, inside the 45 to the 44. It's going to be a gain of 11 and bring up fourth down and three. Southern Valley, now their chance to go forward on fourth, and it sure looks like they will. Sutton went forward on fourth down and about 2.5 at midfield, got stopped on an option play, and now it's fourth down and a solid three here for the Eagles. Lined up is that tight end on the left side is Sam Hunt. Twins to the right. They got trips to the right now. And Perkins will roll that way. Has time. Throws it out here. Wide open. Complete for the first down on an out pattern. Shoved out of bounds at the 34-yard line will be Griffin York. And that'll be a gain of 10 on the play. And the first down of the ball game for Southern Valley. So you're going to see two contrasting styles tonight. Southern Valley wants to get out, throw that football, make plays like that. Didn't look like much, but it's a 10-yard completion, and it moves the chains. Sutton, obviously, they want to run that football. The only time they want to pass it is when they have you on the ropes. Four wideouts again here for Southern Valley. Christian Lewis back in the backfield, flanking his shotgun quarterback to the left. They'll run option that way. Perkins makes the man miss, and up the field into the secondary. He's to the 20. He's to the 15. Just short of the 15, they'll say his knee hits at the 17-yard line. That's halfway to the goal line on that play. 17 yards for Jeremiah Perkins. And another Southern Valley first down as the Eagles look to strike first here on the road. And again, their special teams could be big in this football game tonight. We'll talk more about that when it comes into play. But a beautiful run there by Perkins. He got the linebacker, Shelkoff, to go right after Lewis, and then he ran right by him. This time, Dietz is the running back. They hand it to him off the left side, and Shelkoff will wrap him up at the 15. It's going to be a gain of three that time for the running back in Dietz. So Southern Valley, when they do want to use Dietz, they will bring him in and see if they can find a way to spring him loose. Again, we saw Southern Valley earlier this year against Ravenna. Ravenna popped the big kickoff return and kept it close until right before halftime, where Southern Valley scored on the final play of the half to go up 21-12 and then never looked back. Second down and seven at the 14. And a fake handoff there, rolling to the right, post play, corner of the end zone. It's up, it's caught, it's a touchdown for Southern Valley. Alex Kopp, the 1-2 combination for the Eagles. Perkins to Kopp on a 14-yard touchdown, and Southern Valley is on the board 16-0, and Perkins is 3 of 3 through the air for 35 yards. So a great job by Southern Valley to make the stop on Sutton. They had a short field to go, a 52-yard drive. A converted fourth down. In fact, they had third and 14 and were able to convert it. And now Alex Kopp, the place kicker. Jeremiah Perkins, the holder. And Kopp's got some range on him as he gets ready to kick it towards Highway 6. Here's the snap. It's down. The kick is away. Line driver is strong enough, and it is good. With 5:53 to go in the first quarter of play of the C2 State playoffs, it's the Southern Valley Eagles 7, Sutton nothing. We'll kick it off in a minute on Classic Hits.
Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City has been serving the Southern Valley area for over 125 years and is very proud to support the local athletes and coaches in and out of the game tonight. See Banner Capital Bank for all your financial needs. We invite you to look at all our products and services and give us the opportunity to show you what we can do to assist you in your banking needs. From personal to business, we are the bank you can trust. Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City. Member FDIC.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Sutton in our Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, ready to boot it away, Alex Kopp, and this one is going to be bombed through the end zone, and what an advantage it is. Sutton's got some dangerous return band back there in Noah Johnson and Tyler Bailey, but if they don't get a chance to return it, they're going to be sitting at the 20-yard line all night long, and that's the second touchback here for Southern Valley. State football playoff action brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. BeaverCityHoops.com. 7-0 Southern Valley scores on their opening possession of the football game. Sutton now with their second possession out of the I formation. Wiseman wants to keep it himself, and look out. He gets by one. He gets by the linebacker, and now it's a foot race. He's to midfield. He's trying to outrun the defensive back to the 30, the 20, and he's all the way home. Cole Wiseman, just like that, 80 yards, and that's how Sutton does it. Power, power. Follow that block of Noah Johnson. Slide off the hip of your left guard, and the next thing you know, Southern Valley's so tied up on that line, there's no secondary, and an 80-yard touchdown run by Cole Wiseman. But now here's where it gets interesting, because it is only two-point conversions that Sutton will go for. So they're either going to have the lead or they're going to trail by one. And this was big for them last year. They're very good at converting the two-pointers as they go unbalanced line, strong to the left. Same play they just ran. Wiseman follows his blockers, stretches, reaches, and he's in there for the two-point conversion. So one play after Southern Valley gets on the board, it is Sutton taking their first lead. 5:41 to go in the first quarter of play. Sutton 8, Southern Valley 7 on Classic Hits.
The Oxford Supermarket is a proud supporter of the area athletes and would like to invite everyone in to check out the great variety they have to offer for a small town store. They have the freshest meats, the greatest selection of wines and spirits. They're also your Traeger grill dealer. So get your Traeger and your pellets and grab your favorite steak or burger. And don't forget the drinks for great tailgating. All at the Oxford Supermarket in Oxford.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
We'll take a look at the Valentino's scoreboard here for you in just a moment. Most of the C1 action is just getting underway, including Grand Island Central Catholic and Broken Bow. Pierce and Adams Central were winners earlier today. Kearney Catholic and Ord go at 7 on ESPN 1460. And here comes the first kickoff of the night for Sutton. It's a high pooch punt that'll be taken at the 25 by the up man Dietz. He slips around, and that's a couple times now as he gets up to the 30-yard line where we've seen the feet kind of give. And I don't know a ton about the Sutton football field. It is up. It's not low in a floodplain, but a couple of times last year when we came over here, the field was pretty wet from the rains that we had. We did have that, of course, earlier this week, and so maybe a little adjustment will be coming. It's not like the pros where you can go in and change your cleats, so we'll see how Southern Valley handles that. But they're down 8-7, 5:36 to go here in the first quarter. Come out of that shotgun, all kinds of motion. It's an end-around Griffin York. He wants to go outside. It's not there. He cuts it up and just gets back to the line of scrimmage. The tackle made by Trey Raymer. We saw that play work big on the opening series against Ravenna a couple of weeks ago, but nothing doing there for Griffin York. Although they just have Lewis really as their lone starting back, they will give the ball to a variety of different players throughout the night. York and Dietz are a couple of those guys, but no play or no gain. Twins left, twins right. Out here to the right side will be York and Kopp. And out of the shotgun, they'll fake the handoff to Dietz. Pump fake. Oh, wide open over here. Underthrown, but caught at the 36-yard line is Griffin York. I mean, there was nobody, because they sent their number one receiver, Alex Kopp, on a fly pattern. And York was sitting there while he's watching his quarterback, Perkins, carry out the beautiful fake. And then it was just a little bit underthrown, or it would have been way more than a 6-yard gain, which is what it turned out to be. Perkins, though, is still 4-for-4 here in the first quarter. It brings up a 3rd and 4 after that little hook pattern. Trips to the short side right, single left. And it's going to be an option that way. Quick pitch to Lewis. Sutton's all over it, and there's no gain, and they'll lose some yardage on the play. Flying through there from his offensive back position is Trey Raymer. That's something that you learn on film when they try to go weak side on you. And nowhere that time for the running back Lewis. He is going to lose about 3, and it'll be 4th down and 7. So Lewis has carried it twice, and he has went backwards both times. And a punting situation now for Southern Valley. 3 and out, and back to receive it, Noah Johnson and Tyler Bailey. But Alex Kopp again, solid kicker, has a good high punt on him. Let's see what he does. Oh, he drops it. Some pressure, has to scramble. He'll still get it out of there rugby style. Bounces at about the 40. And we'll see where that one goes out of bounds. So it's not going to be great, but it's better than losing it all the way back. They'll mark it at the 41-yard line. So he's going to get 26 yards out of the punt. But it just kind of slid through his hands. So a little moisture out there, or maybe just it's starting to cool down a tad bit. It was 60 degrees right before kickoff here in Sutton. And Sutton's going to get great field position. So Southern Valley had some momentum. They stopped Sutton on fourth down in the first possession, marched down and scored. Then Sutton scores in one play and comes up with it here. Strong to the left side. They'll hand it off Johnson on the unbalanced line. Bouncing off Eagles. They're trying to strip the ball. He gets to the 45, out to the 50, and brought down after a 9-yard gain on the tackle. Dylan Brooks, one of the leading tacklers in the state of Nebraska, especially in C2 from his linebacker position. And they are going to bring the chains in here to measure. It looks like they'll be short, just eyeballing it from right here. But they are going to bring the chains in and see if Noah Johnson got 9.5 or if he got 10. While he does that and they bring out the chains, let's take a look at some of these scores in the Valentino scoreboard, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. As they stretch the chains here, and he will be short, so a 9-yard gain for Johnson. In class, Fall City beat Wayne in C1 28-27. Crofton over Bridgeport 28-14. Blue Hill has gone final. A tussle, but they beat Kimball 21-6. Hershey has beat West Holt in a close one 13-6. That was your 3 versus 14 matchup. And it was Battle Creek blasting Bayard 61-14. They'll get the winner of this contest. Malcolm leads Ponca at the half 14-6. Hardington Cedar Catholic shut out Palmyra 41-0. Overton and Hemingford were winners in D1. Right now it is second down at a half yard. Ball at midfield for Sutton. Unbalanced line, strong to the right side. Hand it to Raymer. Follows his blocking back. Johnson bursts into Southern Valley territory. Inside the 45 and stretch it to the 40. That's going to be a gain of 10 for Trey Raymer and a Sutton first down. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. It is Sutton 8 and the Southern Valley 7. Already kind of what we thought it would be, an exciting football game, as neither team has been in our Case IH red zone yet because the touchdowns were from 15 and 80 yards away. Wide right is going to be Shelkoff. They'll go counterplay Johnson, hitting the backfield, but won't go down, and he's going to pick up 5 yards. So that's going to be a key as we move on here. Sutton, for the most part, avoiding that first contact going down, and in on the tackle is Jacob Kramer, among others. It's going to be a gain of 6. We'll call it second down. Well, we'll say a gain of 5, second down and 5. Johnson running hard, though, here for Southern Valley. Or Sutton, excuse me. Southern Valley on the defensive side of the ball. Again, Sutton always gets the center and 2 wideouts out, and then the rest of the team rushes up there and snaps the ball. Raymer lined up as the fullback, comes straight ahead inside the 30, has the first down to the Southern Valley 27-yard line. 7 more for Raymer, and that was something that they try to do. One of the reasons that they bust them out of that huddle as fast as they do is that exact reason. Johnson was the fullback, not the I-back, not the fullback. And you don't have time to adjust. All of a sudden, Raymer, you're going, what? And he's running by you. And we are going to have our first time out of the ball game. Southern Valley wants to slow it down and make a couple of defensive adjustments. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 2:05 to go in the first quarter of the state football playoffs. It is Sutton 8, Southern Valley 7. The state football playoffs are brought to you in part by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Sutton. Another score in a shocking game here at Shelton. 26-26 with 9 minutes to go in the game. Shelton and Sandhills Thedford is playing a heck of a battle going on there between those two teams at Shelton. Sandhills-Thedford, Shelton blew them out when they came out 2 years ago. Things have changed. Here we've got 2:05 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Sutton 8 and Southern Valley 7. First and 10 just outside the 26 for Sutton. And Wiseman hands to Johnson, has room up the left side, drags Eagles to the 20, and now our first penalty flag of the night comes in late at the 19-yard line, the tackle by Dylan Brooks. But where that flag came in, that usually means you've got a face mask. And our white hat will tell us that, indeed, it is a face mask on the play. The actual play goes from the 26 to the 19, so that's seven more for Johnson. He's got 40 already here in the first quarter. And the 5-yard face mask, or is it going to be a 15-yarder? Our official did not indicate a personal foul, but they are marking it off that way. It'll be a 9-yard penalty on Southern Valley, and that'll set up first down and goal at the 9. Sutton already up 8-7, just under 2 minutes to go, and now the clock winds as they break huddle. Unbalanced, strong to the left. That's where they'll go. Hand it off to Raymer. The second back through. He's hit at the 3. Drives the legs to the 2. To the 1. They're trying to get him out of bounds, and it looks like they will, just short of the goal line. The old 3 guys trying to tackle. 3 guys trying to shove him in. A gain of 8 for Raymer. And it'll be second down and goal. The ball at the 1-yard line. In fact, inside the 1 here for Sutton. And they have done a good job just running it right off guard, and they have been running a lot to the left side here, following Stengel and McCrodin. Second and goal inside the 1. Wiseman sets him down. He's going to hand it off to Johnson. The ball got a little bit knocked around in there, but Johnson grabs it and gets into the end zone. You could tell Johnson and Wiseman both looked because they thought they'd fumble the ball, but Johnson was able to pin it against his hip and take it into the end zone for the second touchdown of the evening for the Sutton Mustangs. 1:25 to go here in the first quarter of play, and that makes it 14-7. Now important, a 2-point conversion. Sutton converts, all of a sudden it's a 2-score game. I formation, Wiseman hands to Johnson, tries to get to the outside, untouched to the pylon, and he is in. And that is the danger of that 2-point conversion if you're on the wrong side of it. 1:25 to go in the first quarter of play, and Sutton has now scored on back-to-back possessions to take a 16-7 lead over Southern Valley, and we'll kick it off after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Sutton now ready to kick it away after their second touchdown, and they pop that straight in the air, and Southern Valley does the right thing. They just eat it at the 42-yard line. Didn't call for the fair catch, but caught it and got right down to the knee there, did Chance Best. And it'll be good field position here for Southern Valley, who started the football game well, stopped Sutton on a fourth down at midfield, and then took it in to go up 7-0. But boy, did things change when the very next play was an 80-yard touchdown run by Cole Wiseman, and now it is 16-7 in favor of Sutton. Southern Valley first and 10 at their own 43. Out of the shotgun, they'll give it to Lewis, trying to get outside. He's got speed. He's got the corner. 50. He's into Sutton territory. Good block. 45. Nope. Block's coming back. 40, 35. Not only is there an illegal block, but the flag was thrown about 6 yards back of where the actual contact was made. You're going to end up with about a first down and 9 or 8. And they're going to call a hold there on the block of Griffin York, who looked like he was doing a pretty good job, but it was down in front of the Sutton sideline, and so they were yelling for the hold. And the ball will be, penalty will be marked off from the Sutton 46. So that'll move it back, or the 44, that'll move it back to the 46. So they'll actually gain a little bit of yardage on that play. Second penalty of the ball game on Southern Valley, trailing 16-7. We'll say it's a gain of 3. So it'll be first down and 7. But that was a real nice run by Lewis. Would have had a first down into Sutton territory, but the hold occurred on the wide receiver. So here we go. Trips short side. Last time they ran option wide. Let's see if they do it again. Quarterback keeper Perkins trying to get some yardage and runs right into three black jerseys, including John Bitterman, who shoves him back after a gain of a couple. They're going to give him forward progress to the 48-yard line, and it'll be second down and 6 yards to go. So really, Perkins only able to gain about 1 yard on the play after it was first and 7 from the hold. Time continues to clock count down here in the first quarter of play. Shotgun for Perkins. Fakes the handoff. Quick out pattern. It's complete to Quinn. Makes a man miss. Good juke move. Gets the first down into Sutton territory at the 46-yard line. That's going to be a shame, but enough for the first down. A gain of 7. That's the first quarter coming towards an end. Perkins 5 for 5 now through the air. And for Southern Valley, unofficially their third first down. Could be the final play here of the first quarter of play as they'll send trips to the right. The ball on the left hash this time. Lewis flanking his shotgun quarterback Perkins on his right side. On first and 10, fake the handoff. Little screen pass out here. The wide receiver, Kopp. Kopp gets to the 40, cuts it up to the 36, and he's going to be tackled there at the 36-yard line right at the first down marker. And they're going to blow the play dead because they may have to bring the chains in here to see if it's a first down. And where the ball spotted, I think he's got it. Yes, it is. A 10-yard completion and move the chains. And then that will be the final play of the first quarter here in the C2 playoffs. But first, we've got a timeout. Sutton's actually going to call a timeout with 5 seconds remaining. They could have let the quarter run out without burning a timeout. So probably not. Someone didn't realize how much time was left. This isn't one of those where you're trying to make a team force them into a punt on the last play. So right there, Steve Raymer wants to talk it over with his kids. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance at 16-7 Sutton here on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Doug Duda back with you here in Sutton as Southern Valley lines up for what should be the final play here of the first quarter, trailing 16-7. They've got it first and 10 at the Sutton 36, 5 seconds to go. Again, trips to the right. This time they will send Kopp in motion out of the shotgun. Perkins takes the snap, fakes it to Lewis, stands in the pocket. Didn't have what he wanted right away, so throws it out here for Quinn. Overthrew him at the 25-yard line, and Wiseman hit him hard and brought him down, and that will be the final play of the first quarter here in the C2 state playoffs. Southern Valley scored first, but an 80-yard touchdown run by Cole Wiseman and a 1-yard run by Noah Johnson has Sutton on top, 16-7. We'll be back with quarter two after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5 touchdown.
Ready to start the second quarter, second and 10 here for Southern Valley out of the shotgun again. This time they will give it to Lewis off the right side, runs right into the line, and is going to be driven down by Tristan Sheridan after no gain, and that'll bring up third down and 10. And Christian Lewis, four carries, negative 3 yards, and they try to go hurry up here. Got an injury update for you. It could be a key one for Sutton on third and 10. Back to pass, looking deep, throws over the middle underneath, and there's nobody there. He was trying to get it into the hands of Hunter Quinn, but he underthrew him. And that will be back-to-back incomplete passes for Jeremiah Perkins after he completed his first five, including a touchdown pass. He had 58 yards, 5 of 5, and now has missed his last two, but it's 4th and 10. The ball is at the 36, so they're in the go-for-it zone. Looks like Cole Shelkoff, the leading tackler for Sutton, is over here on the Sutton bench with an arm injury. And we'll see how severe that may be. Right now, though, 4th and 10 for Southern Valley. Out of that shotgun, fake the handoff. Perkins looks to throw underneath. He's got his man. It's complete at the 25, and stepping out of bounds at the 22 is Chance Best. And that's a beautifully run high school pass play. Bob Jensen, that's for you, buddy. He's the one that says if you throw it well, it's too hard to cover in high school. And that's exactly what happened there. That's a 12-yard completion, and Southern Valley has the first down. First minute of the second quarter, it's Sutton 16 and Southern Valley 7. Sandhills-Thedford has just taken a 32-26 lead over Shelton with 3 minutes to go in that game. First and 10, out of that shotgun every play. They'll hand it to Lewis. He makes the first man miss, but doesn't get much. He's fighting just to get to the line of scrimmage. Falls forward to the 21. A gain of 2 on the play for Lewis. We'll call it second down and 8. Southern Valley trying to grind it out here a little bit. They know they can't throw it every play, but they need some more success from Lewis on the ground. Jeremiah Perkins had a quarterback draw. That was the only real positive running play that they had in the first quarter. Everything else was through the air. Second down and 8 at the Sutton 21. Perkins calling for the snap, and we're going to get an illegal procedure penalty here on Southern Valley. Sutton so far clean in the game, and this will be the third penalty on Southern Valley on illegal procedure. Some other scores. Let's see if we can get you updated here real quick. It was North Central upsetting Arapaho 36-32. South Loop trailing Chambers Wheeler Central in the fourth quarter 20-16. Medicine Valley leading Elwood at the half 26-14. Out of the shotgun on second and 15. Perkins fakes the handoff, has all day to throw. Looks left, looks right, now throws to his third receiver, and it is hauled in by Griffin York at the 17-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 9. And bring up third down and 4. Great job there by the offensive line to give Perkins time to throw. This kid's 6'1", 175 pounds, just a junior. We've got a lot of Southern Valley kids that are going to be coming back next year, but this is Jeremiah Perkins. He is something to watch. Third down and 4. Ball at the 17-yard line, far side, far hash in front of the Southern Valley bench. They'll send York over to the left wing, trips to the right. They like this formation now. Now they'll put Kopp in motion, and they'll give him on a direct snap. If he gets to the corner, he's got some room. It's all on his own. He gets tripped up at the 15. He'll be short of the first down. Boy, he had to avoid about 6 different red and black shirts, and helping trip him up is Garrett Clark. But it'll be fourth down here as they put Kopp in motion and tried to use his speed. It's just that Sutton strung it out so far that they were able to finally get enough manpower out there and drag him down. Both teams converted fourth downs earlier on scoring drives. Now Southern Valley's going to have to do it again. They're foregoing a field goal opportunity, which Kopp could definitely make. Fourth and 2 at the Sutton 15. Perkins out of the shotgun. Long count. Quarterback keeper follows Lewis. Slips, but able to keep that right foot planted and get the first down. Boy, I thought he was just going to slip and fall down without being touched, but he gets to the 9-yard line, and that is a gain of 6 for Jeremiah Perkins and a Southern Valley first down. Lewis actually was looking for somebody to block on the follow play there, And there really wasn't anybody there. That's how big the hole was. Good job by the left side of that line again. And Percival and Brooks for Southern Valley. First and goal here in the Case IH red zone. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Hastings or Kearney. First and goal at the nine. Perkins takes the snap, hands it to Lewis. Little counter left side, hits one man, fights for a couple, gets down to the six. A gain of three for Christian Lewis. He's finally in positive yards. Here in the Case IH zone, Fairbanks International, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, providing you better solutions with locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Fairbanks International in Hastings or Kearney today, your Case IH dealer and supporter of local high school athletics. Second and goal for Southern Valley at the Sutton 6. They trail 16-7. Trips to the wide side this time. King on the left. They'll put him in motion, and they'll give him the ball on the handoff. He's got a long way to run here, trying to get to the right corner. Gets to the 5, lunges for the pylon, and he is out of bounds inside the 2. That's the same play they ran with Kopp just a moment ago, but they did it with King this time. And he had a long way to go to try to find a blocker so he could turn the corner. And that should make it third down and goal at the 1. A gain of 5. So Hunter Quinn, I think I said King, sorry about that, Hunter Quinn. It's the 5-yard gain. Third and goal at the 1 for Southern Valley. Already 6 different players have carried the ball. Christian Lewis off his left hip and motion. Oh, my. Wide receiver in the slot, that just kills you. Third and goal at the 1. We were talking about that with Dave Colling. A Kearney Catholic may have cost them the game last week when they were going in to win the game and had an illegal motion, backed up, missed a field goal, and lost in double overtime. Now, third and goal at the 1, you got a wide receiver that jumps early, and that'll be the second time that has happened here in the quarter. So back it right back up to where they were the play before. Third and goal at the 6, 7:54 to go. Quarter number 2, Southern Valley trailing here at Sutton 16-7. A lot of adjustments before the ball is snapped here. Twins left and right. Perkins takes the snap. He fakes the handoff. Slant pattern, and it goes right through the hands of the Sutton defensive back, Noah Johnson, incomplete. And it's fourth and goal. And Southern Valley is going to have to find their number one pass play right here. They do not want to see this drive squelched in the Case IH red zone, especially when they're down 9. If it's 8, that one score, that's a whole different deal. But Southern Valley has seen Sutton score 2 2-point conversions. Southern Valley scored first, made the kick. Sutton scored both of their 2-point conversions. So here we go. Ball in the middle of the field. Trips to the left side. Nobody to the right. Out of the shotgun, Jeremiah Perkins, long count, rolls left, squares his feet, has some pressure, and overthrows his intended receiver in Hunter Quinn, who was covered out there anyway by Nicholas Hennessy. If it had been a jump ball, Hennessy's even taller than Quinn by just an inch. But an incomplete pass, and Sutton takes over on downs. The Southern Valley gives it up at the Sutton 6 with 7:44 to go here in the first half, and the Eagles need to find a way to make a stand. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stully Park Road and Webb Road, Grand Island, or online at DinsdaleAuto.com here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. And before Wiseman can get the snap away, looks like we've got a timeout called by Southern Valley. It'll be their second timeout. They'll have one remaining. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. 7:44 to go. First half, Sutton 16 and Southern Valley 7.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you. Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford. Kearney.
Out of the Southern Valley defensive timeout, we're ready to go with Sutton. Counterplay from their own six on first down and 10. After making the defensive stop, they give it to Raymer, and Raymer is swallowed up as soon as he gets to the line of scrimmage. To get in there on the tackle is Jacob Kramer. Also have to check and see who 54 is. I do not have that gentleman on my roster for Southern Valley. 54. Oh, there he is, Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson is also in on the tackle. So Raymer, no gain on the play. Second down and 10. And Wiseman drops back, going to keep it on a quarterback keeper. Bounces off one man, two men. Man, he's hard to bring down. Trying to get the corner. All that just to get out to the 10-yard line. A gain of 4. And it'll be third down and 6 as most of the Southern Valley defense pursued him on that one. Finally finished off there by Dylan Brooks. Also some help by Griffin York over there. So tough run for Cole Wiseman, who I need to write down his 80-yard touchdown run from earlier on the stat sheet. That might be important. And now another timeout. So Sutton, as they lined up, didn't like what they saw and called the timeout. So each team will have one timeout remaining with 6:22 to go here before halftime. It remains Sutton 16, Southern Valley 7 on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some score updates for you. Broken Bow 7, Grand Island Central Catholic nothing. That is in the second quarter of play up in Broken Bow. Adams Central beat Shadron today 22-7. Blue Hill beat Kimball 21-6. Right now, third down and 6, Sutton at their own 10. Wiseman slips out of the shotgun. They have not thrown the ball yet, and it was going to be a quarterback draw, and his feet came right out from under him at the 5-yard line. And, of course, at the high school level, doesn't matter if you get touched or not. That is the end of the play, and Wiseman will lose 5, and they'll have to punt for the first time out of their own end zone. Sutton stopped on fourth down on the opening drive, scored on their second and third drive, and now it'll be Cole Wiseman to punt out of his own end zone. And Southern Valley's got a pretty good return game. Should be good field position. They're going to bring some heat up the middle. Low line drive kick, taking it on the run to the 35-yard line is Quinn. Jukes at the 30, turns the corner right side, and he's going to be brought down by Johnson at the 25-yard line. Nice run that time on the return. A punt of about 32 yards, which was a line drive punt, but returned from the 37 to about the 24, and Southern Valley right back in business here. They were stopped at the 6 on back-to-back incompletions on their last drive. The key was they had a third and goal at the 1 and got called for a false start, then 2 incomplete passes. 16-7 Sutton, 5:36 to go in the half. Each team has one timeout remaining. Perkins out of the shotgun with 4 wideouts and Lewis in the backfield. They'll run option. Quick pitch to Lewis. Reads his block. Turns the corner. Has some room to the 20. Pushed out of bounds. Short of the 15-yard line by Wiseman. They'll say the 17. A gain of 7 that time for Christian Lewis. That's his most positive run of the night yardage-wise. Some other scores today. Hershey has beaten West Holt 13-6. St. Cecilia and Thayer Central, they're scoreless in the second quarter. Battle Creek will play the winner of this game. They blasted Bayard 61-14. Malcolm leads Ponca 21-6 in the third. Lutheran High beat Johnson County Central. Hardington Cedar Catholic beat Palmyra. Second down and three. Lewis right up the gut on a counter, or not a counter play, a trap play. He's got the first down and more all the way to the six. 11 more yards there for Christian Lewis. And Southern Valley has finally found a little something on the ground here. First and goal for the Eagles. And again, remember, Southern Valley will get the ball, should they so choose, which I'm sure they will, to start the third quarter. So again, a chance to get some momentum if they can get in the end zone here. First down and goal just outside the 5-yard line. Perkins staying out of that shotgun with four wide. Gives it to Lewis again, and this time he is swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. And, I mean, it's not just one guy getting through there for Sutton. It's three or four. And off the bottom of the pile is the freshman again, Christian Stengel. John Bitterman's in there as well. And a great job by the interior line. It's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. Move it back to the seven, maybe 2 yards on the play for Lewis. Second and goal at the seven. As the clock continues to tick down with 4:35 to go. First half of play. Trips to the wide side. Griffin York well out there. Then Quinn. Then in the slot, you've got Kopp. Empty left side. Fake the option. Now the pitch out to Lewis. Leaps over a man. Hit at the five. And he's going to get penalized for leaping over the defender. You can't do it anymore. And that is going to be a killer. I'm sure that's what the call's going to be. You watch it on TV. You go, hey, I'm better than this guy. And that's what's going to happen. Personal foul on the offense, I guess, is what you call that. And I just hate it. What a great athletic move. But I'm sure that's exactly what they called there. And that is a 15-yard penalty. And that makes it second and goal back at the 22-yard line. And is the fifth penalty of the ball game on Southern Valley, still zero on Sutton. But the good news is this is one of the few teams that can get the job done through the air. A lot of teams would be confident that they can move it on the ground, but they've got three cracks here, or maybe even consider taking the field goal if that's what it comes down to. We'll see what happens. Still a couple of plays before we get to that point. Second and goal all the way back. They've marked it actually at the 24. Snap a little high, but Perkins has it. Sets, surveying, throws post, far right side. Kopp incomplete. He had his step there on Hennessy. And it's out of bounds at the 2, incomplete. Again, great job by the Southern Valley line. They're giving Perkins a chance to look at all of his receivers. But the last three pass plays have been incomplete. Southern Valley and Perkins started 5 of 5. He is now 2 out of his last 6. And it is third down and goal at the 24. 16-7 Sutton, no scoring here in the second quarter. Southern Valley has had 2 goal-to-go situations here in the second and 0 points. Stack trips to the right side. Wide left, looking right now, rolling to his left. Perkins has time, throws underneath. It's complete short, only to about the 17-yard line. And an immediate tackle made there. Kopp caught it, and then he is going to be brought down by Raymer and company. It's going to be a gain of 7, maybe 8. We'll say 7. And if Kopp has enough, if Kopp has enough leg, they're probably going to consider kicking a field goal here. It would be about a 34-yarder from the left hash, and they are going to wind the clock and use their final timeout, it looks like. 3:25, using as much of the clock as they can here before making this decision, as they just kind of stand in the huddle. 16-7. Sutton with the lead. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. It is fourth and goal, Southern Valley, but they're at the Sutton 17 when we come back.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of Micro Essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
And welcome back to high school football. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford is your proud supporter of area high school sports, athletes, schools, and students. See Crossroads Ford in Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Online at crossroads-ford.com or stop into the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Southern Valley is going to come out and line up for a field goal. The ball will be spotted on the left hash 25-yard line. This will be a 35-yard attempt for Alex Kopp. The snap good, the placement good. Kopp will boot it. It is on the way, and it is no good. Wide to the left. And so twice inside the 10-yard line and 0 points. The key there is that would have made up for those two-point conversions that Sutton has made and would have made it back to a one-possession game. But the 35-yard field goal is wide left for Alex Kopp. Plenty of leg. But from that left hash, just couldn't quite get pushed out there far enough. He needed to hit the ambulance that was between the end zone and the fence out there. And now 3:08 to go, and Sutton has one timeout. And when you have a guy that can go 80 yards in one snap, this is huge. Southern Valley must make a stop here before halftime. They'll go on a trap play to Raymer. He is still grinding his legs and then shoved backwards by folks led by Michael Longsign. They will say that he gets to the 25-yard line. And a gain of 5 on the play for Raymer. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats. We'll look at all the scores that are going on with the games that started before 7 tonight. And on second down and 5, Wiseman wants to keep it. Fakes the belly option. He's going to come outside, get tripped up after a gain of about 2. Finishing him off out here is going to be Chance Best. And it'll be third down and 3. And Sutton just hasn't had the ball much here in the second quarter. No first downs. Second possession for them. Clock continues to wind, and if Southern Valley could make a stop here, they'd at least get a chance to get the ball back one more time. Unbalanced line, strong to the left side, third and a short 3. Quarterback keeps now. Johnson on a pitch, and Johnson to the outside, but there's a penalty flag. 40, 50. Johnson down the left sideline. Johnson is going to score. It would be a 73-yard touchdown, but there's laundry on the field. Trey Raymer and Cole Wiseman know it. A 73-yard touchdown that could have broken this game wide open, but a hold called on Sutton, and the killer there is that it didn't matter. They had already pitched it out to Noah Johnson. Johnson was out to the left. The hold did not affect that play probably at all, and it wipes out a touchdown. The first penalty of the ball game on Sutton wipes out a 73-yard touchdown. And back them up 10. They'll be at the 17 approximately when they put this one down. Third and 13. So Southern Valley avoids what could have been the big bomb dropping on them before halftime. So it is third and 13 here for Sutton. Ball back at their own 17-yard line. They have yet to attempt a pass. And Coach Raymer says, let's talk it over. That'll be our final timeout here of the first half of play, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Let's keep it here and give you some score updates. We appreciate all the fine folks that allow us to bring you high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've kind of started at the top of the page a few times, so let's get down to what's going on in D2. And we will start with the East Bracket. Why not 24, Wausau 14, second quarter. Sterling 20, Scribner-Snyder 12, also in the second quarter of play. It is Fullerton 40, Parkview Christian 12 in the third quarter. Lions Decatur blowing out Meridian 60-6, and Falls City Sacred Heart crushing Kennesaw 58-0, both of those in the fourth quarter. Shelton survives Sandhills-Thedford 34-32. Medicine Valley leads Elwood 42-20. The winner of that will play Shelton in the next round. Stewart beat Garden County today 44-14. Amherst up big and then cruised to a 58-22 win over Hitchcock County. Hay Springs leads Layton 20-16 in the third quarter. Heartland leading Guardian Angels 20-12 in the second quarter. That's in C2. Exeter Milligan beat Hardington 56-6. Now it's 3rd-and-13 here for Sutton out of the shotgun. Wiseman, his first pass attempt of the ball game under pressure. He's sacked back at the 10-yard line. And bringing him down is big number 61, Jacob Kramer. A loss of 7 on the play. And now Sutton's going to milk as much clock as they can and punt it away again. So the first sack of the ball game belongs to Kramer. The sophomore has wreaked a little havoc, and now Wiseman to punt the ball away. Fourth down and 20. 1:18 to go. Neither team has a timeout. Keep that in mind here. And to return the punt will be Hunter Quinn. He had a nice one on the line drive last time. It was a 32-yarder. Now the rugby-style kick. Wiseman, boy, he started to run quite a ways. Now boots it away, caught at the 45, right up the middle of the field, 40, 35, brought down at the 33-yard line with 1 minute to go. So a 35-yard punt, and Wiseman took a chance there. He rugbied it, but boy, did he keep it for quite a while. He actually got up the field and was close to the line of scrimmage. He booted it away from about the 8. The 10 was the mark of no return. So Southern Valley has been inside the 5-yard line twice on this in this quarter, has 0 points to show for it. But, boy, what a lift it would be if they could get in the end zone here in the final minute from the 32. On first down and 10, Lewis motions out of the backfield. 5 going deep. Here is Perkins. 3-man rush. Underneath, the ball is caught, but is it a first down? It is complete there, and they will blow it dead right at the first down marker and say that it is a first down, a chance best. A gain of 10 on the play, and it'll be first down and 10 with 49 seconds to go. The ball marked at the 22. Again, out of the shotgun, trips right. Perkins, and we've got whistles and flags before we get the play going. 42 seconds to go. And it's going to be offsides on Sutton. So an offsides penalty on the Mustangs is going to help out Southern Valley here a little bit. Bring up first down and 5. Mark the ball at the 17-yard line of Sutton, and that puts him in the Case IH red zone. Contact Fairbanks International, Carnier and Hastings, your local Case IH dealer. First and 5. Perkins, 3-step drop. Looks right, looks left, under some pressure, wants to run, gets to the 15, gets to the 10, gets to the 5. That's enough for the first down to stop the clock, and he'll be brought down right there. First and goal for Southern Valley, and they want to line up and spike the football here. As soon as the chains are ready, 24 seconds, and Perkins gets under center for the first time tonight and spikes it to stop the clock with 19 seconds to go. So they've got 2 cracks. Then make that decision again if there is a fourth down. But a nice job there by the quarterback, Jeremiah Perkins. 5 carries, 35 yards for him tonight. 19 seconds to go. If they run the football, they probably have time to spike it, and then you got a fourth down decision, or you definitely got time to throw it as many times as you want with 19 seconds. Again, 16-7 Sutton. That has been the score since the end of the first quarter. Southern Valley for the third time here in the second quarter in the Case IH red zone. Christian Lewis not exactly sure where he's supposed to be. Now he splits out wide to the left. So trips right, twins left. And it's a quarterback draw. Perkins up the middle. Southern Valley touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run by Jeremiah Perkins. And he was crushed when he got to the goal line, and he's still down. Perkins got rattled right on the hip. And he is still down, and I'm trying to pick up the number of the middle linebacker. It might have been Johnson that made contact, or let's go with that. And that would be devastating if he missed some time here tonight. But Perkins really got smoked. 15 seconds to go here in the first half of play, and Perkins is now thrown for a touchdown and ran one in. And now he gets up. And with halftime coming up, he should be able to shake that off. But a 5-yard run by Jeremiah Perkins. And now decision time, what Southern Valley wants to do. Do you go for 2 because that's what Sutton's been doing, or do you keep it safe, kick the extra point? No matter what you kind of do here, even if you get the two-point conversion, eight more by Sutton, you're down by two scores again. So let's see if they kick it. That's what I do. We'll see what the coaches do. What do I know? But they are going to kick it. You got a kid as good as Cop back there. At least they're going to line up to kick it. Man, here's the snap for the extra point. Good placement down. Cop puts his foot through it. He knocks it over the fence into the cornfield, and it is good. So 14 seconds to go before the half, and Southern Valley finally gets back into that end zone. It's Sutton 16, Southern Valley 14 here on Classic Hits.
Oxford Physical Therapy in Oxford wants to be your choice when you need rehab and physical therapy for sports-related injuries, pediatric and geriatric. Whatever your rehab needs, Oxford Physical Therapy has your back, your hips, your shoulder, and your knees. Oxford Physical Therapy is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes and would like to take this time to wish the Southern Valley players and coaches best of luck in tonight's game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, we anticipated we should have a good football game. The first half has been that, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. As they get ready to kick it off, Kopp will boot it. He's trying to get it into the end zone. It's going to bounce at the 5, and it does sneak into the end zone. And Sutton will have it at the 20-yard line. First down and 10, 14 seconds to go, no timeouts. Do they just take a knee, or do they run the same play that Wiseman broke an 80-yard touchdown on first quarter of play? Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Scores from across the state, stats, and a whole lot more, but a huge touchdown right before the half here for Southern Valley to cut it to 2. As Sutton comes out, Wiseman is going to get in the shotgun, so that usually means more than kneeling it. 4 wideouts. They haven't thrown it yet. Wiseman, quarterback keeper. He'll come up the middle, break one tackle, 25, 30, and he's going to get out of bounds at the 33-yard line, and here comes a late penalty flag. A penalty flag behind the play, which usually means a hold where he turned the corner. And let's see. No, it's a face mask. It'll be a face mask on Southern Valley, so a 13-yard run by Cole Wiseman. And that is the first down of the second quarter for Sutton. And the face mask this time is only going to be a 5-yard variety. And the ball will be spotted at the 38-yard line. 8 seconds to go. So Sutton got away from their own end zone. So if they make a mistake, it shouldn't kill them. They may have a chance to get a couple plays off here. And again, Wiseman has not thrown the ball. He's been in the shotgun twice but ran it twice. He's there again with 2 running backs, twins to the right side at the 38. Wiseman is going to throw. Stands in there, throws it down the field, got a man complete, 35-yard line. Stepping out just short of the 35 is Tyler Bailey at the 38. So from the 38 to the 38, that's a 24-yard game on Wiseman's first pass play of the ball game. And now we're down to 2 seconds. So here's the final play of the first half. You got to watch for Nick Hennessy. He's the tallest wide receiver out there. He's alone to the right. Baylor's alone to the left. Both teams out of timeouts. Raymer and Johnson will stay in the backfield to block for Wiseman. And Wiseman back to pass. Fakes left. There it is. Jump ball for Hennessy. Right side. Tipped and broken up. And making the play is Alex Kopp. And Wiseman threw that perfectly. But Kopp made the great athletic play to knock it down. And that brings us to halftime, where the defending C2 state runner-up Sutton Mustangs are in a dogfight with the Southern Valley Eagles. Your score, Sutton 16, Southern Valley 14. You're listening to the state football playoffs brought to you by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this on Classic Hits.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City has been serving the Southern Valley area for over 125 years and is very proud to support the local athletes and coaches in and out of the game tonight. See Banner Capital Bank for all your financial needs. We invite you to look at all our products and services and give us the opportunity to show you what we can do to assist you in your banking needs. From personal to business, we are the bank you can trust. Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. And we give credit to our friends, not only in Sutton and in Oxford, but we also want to say thanks to the folks that are listening in Sarinville and Atlanta tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. It is halftime here at Sutton, the Mustangs 16 and Southern Valley 14. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all of your time. They've got it taken care of at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's take a look at scores from around the state and remind you that classes A and B will go tomorrow night. And here on Classic Hits, we will be bringing you the Class A first-round game from Buell Stadium in Omaha as number one seed Millard West takes on the Kearney Bearcats. Our pregame is at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is set for 7:30. Millard North is playing the game before that. So, again, if you're going down from the listening area, remember that you can go watch two games, or remember that there will be a full parking lot when you get there because there is an early game in Class A tomorrow. Class six-man also playing tomorrow. Silver Lake is at home tomorrow, and they've got a kickoff at 3 o'clock. Now let's take a look at the games in C and D from today. Just getting underway, it is Minden playing at Cozad. Pierce defeated Ogallala 31-13. At the half, it's Broken Bow 14, Grand Island Central Catholic nothing. Chase County just kicking off at Gothenburg. Gibbon just kicking off at Norfolk Catholic. This afternoon, Adams Central was trailing Shadron at the half 7-0, but came out to start quarter number three with the ball and just kept giving it to Buzz Niederklein until they got down inside the goal line and then went to their big fullback who took it in. They got a two-point conversion after a penalty, made it 8-7, and just dominated the game the rest of the way. Adams Central 22, Shadron 7. Ord and Kearney Catholic are just kicking off on ESPN 1460. And Boone Central Newman Grove looking for a final score on that as they played Valentine this afternoon. We should have that for you here momentarily. Syracuse is leading Raymond Central 14-0 in the first quarter of play. Most of the games in the East bracket kicking off at 7. One that finalized this afternoon, Fall City home edges Wayne 28-27. That was a 7-10 matchup there in C1, as this is a 7-10 matchup in C2. Just up the road, Donovan Trumbull is taking on Centura. They've just kicked off. The winner there will get Crofton. Crofton traveled all the way out to Bridgeport today, won 28-14. After a scoreless first half, Blue Hill beat Kimball 21-6. North Platte St. Pat's leading Cambridge 7-0 in the second quarter. Blue Hill gets the winner of that game. Hershey had to hold off Atkinson West Holt 13-6. Hershey will play the winner of the Hastings St. Cecilia Thayer Central game. And how about this score? St. Cecilia, after beating Thayer Central last week 40-0, scoreless at the half. So don't tell me these first night of playoffs don't mean a little something. Of course, here it's Sutton 16-14 at the half. The winner will get Battle Creek. Battle Creek blew out Bayard today 61-14. Let's go to the Eastern bracket in C2. Malcolm has beaten Ponca 28-14. Hardington Cedar Catholic beat Palmyra 41-0. And Lutheran High Northeast blew out Johnson County Central. In D1, Overton beat Clearwater Orchard 65-14. Palmer is leading Sutherland 35-8 in the second quarter. The winner of that will get Overton. One of the first upsets of the day, North Central knocked out Arapaho 36-32. They'll play the winner of the Twin Loop Alma game, which is going on right now. If you happen to have a score from that game, give us a buzz, 308-236-9900. Hemingford, no problem with Franklin, 64-8. And Chambers Wheeler Central squeaks by South Loop, 26-23. Elm Creek today takes care of Niobrara Verdigre, 54-14. They will now play the winner of the Burwell Nebraska Christian game. On the east side of the D1 bracket, Bruning Davenport Shickley, the number one seed, takes care of Neely Oakdale, 56-12. Randolph leads McCool Junction in the second quarter, 16-6. Exeter Milligan took care of Hardington today, 56-6. It is Guardian Angels rallying for a 28-20 lead over Heartland, and they're just about to halftime. In D2 today, it is Hay Springs at last check leading Layton in the fourth quarter, 20-16. Amherst defeated Hitchcock County 58-22. Amherst will play the winner of the Loomis Bertrand game, which is just kicking off. Stewart down Garden County 44-14. They'll play the winner of the Anselmo Myrna Mullen game, just kicking off. Medicine Valley looking to avenge a loss to Elwood. Medicine Valley leads Elwood 42-20 in the third quarter. The winner will get Shelton, who survives as the number two seed, squeaking by Sandhills Thedford, coming from behind in the last minute to do it, 34-32. Fall City Sacred Heart, 58-0 over Kennesaw. They'll get Lions Decatur Northeast, who beat Meridian 60-6 in a 8-9 matchup today. Fullerton down Parkview Christian, 40-12. They'll get the winner of the Humphrey St. Francis Bancroft Rosalie game. St. Francis leading at the half, 20-0. Gildner and Lawrence Nelson are just kicking off. That's one of the, I think, again, that's the only game pitting two top 10 rated teams in any class, and that is just underway on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The winner of that plays either Nebraska Lutheran or Osceola. At the half, Sterling leads Scribner-Snyder 20-18, and Why Not leads Wausau 36-14. So there are your scores from around the state right now on this opening day of the 2013 State High School Football Playoffs. Here it is Sutton 16, Southern Valley 14. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be right back.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Oxford Supermarket is a proud supporter of the area athletes and would like to invite everyone in to check out the great variety they have to offer for a small town store. They have the freshest meats, the greatest selection of wines and spirits. They're also your Traeger grill dealer. So get your Traeger and your pellets and grab your favorite steak or burger. And don't forget the drinks for great tailgating. All at the Oxford Supermarket in Oxford.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at some of the stats here for you in just a little bit. But also, we've got sub-district and district volleyball that begins next week. And let's tell you how the brackets came out today. And a happy Halloween, by the way, everybody. Maybe some of the folks here at halftime are going around town in Sutton and finding out that nobody's home to give them candy because they're all here at the football game. But we say welcome to our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and let's take a look at what's going on with volleyball next week because we've got some what should be some pretty darn good games coming your way. Class A will play their districts all in one day. That's next Wednesday. Grand Island will be the number two seed in Millard at Millard North. They will play Omaha North at 5:45. Kearney will be at Lincoln North Star. Kearney and North Platte will play at 5:45, and then the winner will get Lincoln North Star, most likely. They play Benson. Those games are on Wednesday. On Tuesday, the start of Class B action at the B6 at Northwest. Northwest will play York. Seward will play Aurora. The B7 at Hastings. Hastings the top seed. They'll play Lexington. And McCook will take on Holdridge. So all of that gets done on Tuesday, because then they still have that new subsection regional next Saturday. In C1, the Sub-District 9 at Aurora will have Adams Central playing Central City. These games are Monday at 5:45. The winner will play Grand Island Central Catholic, while St. Paul and Wood River, 25-4 versus 23-7 in the first round, will play at 7 o'clock Monday night. Here on Classic Hits, we've got the C110 at Kearney High School, as Broken Bow and Gibbon will play at 4:30. Kearney Catholic and Centura will play at 5:45. Minden plays the winner of the opening match at 7. And then next Tuesday, it will be the sub-district final. The C27 is at Fillmore Central. Superior plays Sandy Creek, and the Sutton volleyball team will take on Thayer Central. Everybody there has a winning record. The Sutton-Thayer Central match at Fillmore Central Monday night is at 6:30, with the championship to follow at 8 o'clock. The C28 is in Minden, where Franklin and Donovan Trumbull will play the play-in game. The winner gets St. Cecilia. Southern Valley volleyball team, 18-10, takes on 24-4 Blue Hill, 6:15. That is at Minden on Monday night. And that's just a handful of what's going on with the sub-districts and districts in volleyball next week. We'll get back to football and take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here from Sutton. This C2 opening round game, the Mustangs lead Southern Valley at the half, 16-14.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
South Central State Bank in Oxford is a very proud supporter of the high school programs and are very proud of their Eagles for making the playoffs this year. Hard work and dedication in and out of the game is a guaranteed success. And their success in banking is because of that and you, the customer, for making us the one place to go. South Central State Bank in Oxford.
Oxford Physical Therapy in Oxford wants to be your choice when you need rehab and physical therapy for sports-related injuries, pediatric and geriatric. Whatever your rehab needs, Oxford Physical Therapy has your back, your hips, your shoulder, and your knees. Oxford Physical Therapy is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes and would like to take this time to wish the Southern Valley players and coaches best of luck in tonight's game.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at Sutton. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and it's 16-14. Sutton, on the strength of 2 two-point conversions, leading Southern Valley, who has kicked both of their conversions. They've also missed a 35-yard field goal, and that it would be point differential, the difference in the game. Let's take a look at the first half stats. Unofficially, first off for Southern Valley, I've got Christian Lewis for 9 carries and 18 yards. Alex Kopp, 1 carry, 2 yards. Dan Dietz, 1 carry, 3 yards. Hunter Quinn, 1 carry, 5 yards. Griffin York, 1 carry, 0 yards. Quarterback Jeremiah Perkins, 6 carries, 40 yards, and a touchdown. 19 rushing attempts for 68 yards in the first half here for Southern Valley. Through the air, they've put it up 15 times, so a team that likes to throw it, they have thrown it just a little less than they've ran it here. But Perkins has done a great job. Jeremiah hit his first 6 passes. He's 10 of 15, no interceptions, a 14-yard touchdown pass to Alex Kopp, and 96 yards through the air. Add that to 68 on the ground. That's 164 yards of total offense. 9 first downs for Southern Valley. They punted it one time for 26 yards. They do have 6 penalties in the game for 49 yards, and that hurt them a couple of times when they were in the Case IH red zone. Again, the touchdowns, a 5-yard run by Jeremiah Perkins with 14 seconds to go in the half, and they scored the first of the game, a 15-yard touchdown pass from Perkins to Alex Kopp, and that made it 7-0 in between the other two Sutton scores, and we'll look at the Sutton numbers right after this.
Hit the road with a 4-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6 6-speed automatic and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Continuing on with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's the first half numbers for Sutton. As you would expect, almost everything on the ground. Their only two pass attempts were in the final 15 seconds of the half. Trey Raymer, 9 carries, 37 yards. Noah Johnson, 7 carries, 41 yards, and a touchdown. Quarterback Cole Wiseman, 6 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. 22 rushes, 169 yards, but 80 of that coming on the one run by Wiseman for a touchdown. Through the air, Wiseman 1 of 2, 24 yards, so 193 yards of total offense, 7 first downs here in the football game. And as far as penalties, 2 for 15, 2 punts for an average of 33.5 yards, no turnovers. And that's a pretty close ball game stat-wise and on the scoreboard. 193 total for Sutton, 164 total for Southern Valley. Southern Valley would be winning the time of possession, though. They just couldn't knock the door down as they were 0-for-2 in the second quarter in the red zone. And then the third time they got in there, they finally punched it in. 5:53 to go in the first quarter was our first score after Sutton was stopped on 4th and 2 at midfield. That's when Southern Valley marched 52 yards on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Jeremiah Perkins to Alex Kopp. Kopp made the kick 7-0, but then they kick it into the end zone. Sutton from their own 20, the very first play. Cole Wiseman goes 80 yards. He takes in the two-point conversion, makes it 8-7. The next possession, Noah Johnson caps a 59-yard drive with a 1-yard touchdown run, then runs it in from 2, and that makes it 16-7, and that's the way it stayed until there was 14 seconds to go in the half when Perkins took a quarterback draw in from 5 yards out. Kopp made the kick, and there's your score at the half. It's Sutton 16, Southern Valley 14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation, where the second half is next.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Garrett Leach to kick it away here. He's just a freshman. Boots it as far as he can. It'll be taken by Dietz, the up man at the 23 on the near sideline. 25-30, 35, gets it out to the 39-yard line. So, again, Southern Valley with decent field position, and that's what Sutton's defense has had to go up against the last couple of years. We don't mean to harp on it too much, but they're just not going to kick the ball deep. Southern Valley can kick it into the end zone. Sutton cannot. And so instead of starting at the 20, Southern Valley's out here at the 39-yard line and a great spot to start the second half of play here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Four wide out of the shotgun again for Perkins with Lewis flanking him to the left. They'll give it to him as he goes counter to the right. He's knocked out of the backfield. The ball is loose, and it is Sutton football. Oh, what a disastrous start here for Southern Valley, but what a great start for Sutton as Trey Raymer comes up with a loose ball, and it looked like forcing the fumble was Garrett Clark. So Southern Valley a chance to come out and make a statement, coughs it up on the opening play of quarter number 3. And Trey Raymer on top of it And they'll mark the ball at the Southern Valley 37-yard line. And on the first play, they'll hand it to Raymer. Big hole off the right side. Gets inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line, a gain of 8. And Raymer, who had some trouble getting going on his first few carries of the ball game, has a big hole off the right side. And again, injury note in this football game, Cole Shelkoff, the leading tackler, is out of the ball game. And it looks like it is his left arm maybe already wrapped up there. He's standing on the sidelines, but he's done for the night, it looks like. Slot right. They'll hand it off. There's Raymer again. He's got the first down inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Six more for Trey. And it's a first down and 10 here for Sutton. 16-14. Mustangs with the lead. And recover a fumble on the opening play here of the third quarter. So Southern Valley, whose mind mentally had to be one place, now all of a sudden has to get it turned in a hurry and come up with a stop. Out to the left will be Tyler Bailey. To the right here will be Honesty again. Out of the I formation, Wiseman counterplay, Johnson left side. Great block on the outside, 15. And he's going to be brought down at the 14-yard line. What a great, great pull block by Garrett Clark. And the ball will be spotted down at the 13-yard line, very close to another first down. They'll say just short, a gain of 9 for Noah Johnson. But you go back to the huddle, young man, and say, nice job, Garrett Clark. Otherwise, Johnson might not have got anything. Second down and 1. Ball on the left hash near the Southern Valley sideline as they break huddle out of the I formation. Wiseman under center. Raymer this time is the fullback. He has the ball inside the 15, has the first down. They stand him up, can't bring him down, but blow the play dead as they get him all the way to the 10. A gain of 4. And move the chains again here for the Sutton Mustangs, who are trying to go up by 2 scores again. 10:07 to go, third quarter. Sutton 16, Southern Valley 14. And checking into the ball game is Austin Reich, 5'10 senior. Looks like they might actually be able to get a first down. Nope, they set the chains down now. The ball just touching the 10. Again, Raymer lined up as the fullback. And this time Wiseman will follow Raymer, the blocker. Quick move inside the 5, lost the ball. The ball is fumbled, and Sutton's on top of it. The official says that they have called, fallen back on top of it. And it looks like covering the ball that time was Jared Lemkow, if I saw it right. But boy, Wiseman just about gave it back in a crucial situation after picking up 5. It'll be second down and goal at the 5-yard line. Wiseman thought he was headed into the end zone and then left his luggage behind. Hennessy will come in. Again, Sutton getting the job done with some great blocking up front. Wiseman is just so quick. If you give him any kind of a seam, he's going to be right there for you. Lemkow, your center now, out of that I formation. Quarterback keeper sprinting to the right pylon. Cole Wiseman, there's a penalty flag. He's into the end zone. Everybody empties their pocket. There are 3 flags on the play, so everybody saw it. As Wiseman went on a quarterback sprint all the way to the right side, he's in, but this is going to be coming back. It is a hold on the offense, the 3rd penalty of the ball game. Here on Sutton, this is the same thing that happened earlier in the ball game to Southern Valley when they got inside the 5. They had a penalty that brought them all the way back out to the 24. This hold will move it all the way back just outside the 15. We'll call it second and goal at the 16-yard line. This is the kind of down and distance that Sutton doesn't want to be in because that's more of a passing situation. They'll probably keep it on the ground, but this is second and long. Wiseman got under center. Sees that Southern Valley comes up like they want to blitz. And so he checks with the sideline again. Unbalanced, strong to the right side. Give it to Johnson. Pull it back out of his belly. Trying to wheel it around the left side on a naked bootleg. But he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard. That's Michael Longsign that was not fooled on that. We'll give him a gain of 1 to the 15. And I'll tell you what, Johnson had nowhere to go. He was already being tackled, and that's why Wiseman yanked it back out of there. And the way Cole does things, I thought, boy, as soon as he pulled it out, I went, uh-oh, there's 3 guys that are tackling Johnson. But give credit there to Longsign. A little extra time getting out of the huddle here for Sutton as they rush up to the line on third and goal at the 15. Out of the I formation, it's going to be Wiseman on the option. Late pitch out here on the corner to Raymer. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He stretches, and he is out of bounds inside the 5, and that's what Sutton does. And Southern Valley trying to push him out of bounds was Hunter Quinn. Couldn't get him out at the 6, and he's all the way down at about the 2. A 13-yard gain for Cole Wiseman, but it brings up fourth down and goal just outside the 1, between the 1 and the 2. A killer play there. And as Sutton comes up, Raymer is the fullback, Johnson the I-back, and a timeout will be called here by Sutton. And Coach Raymer is not happy at all. He did not want to have to burn that timeout early here in the third quarter. 8:02 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Sutton 16, Southern Valley 14. Fourth and goal, Sutton inside the 2 when we come back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Kearney, huge play in this football game. Southern Valley fumbled it on the opening play of the third quarter, and now Sutton has marched to the 2-yard line where it is fourth down and goal, and they've burnt their first timeout. They'll put Hennessy to the right. Just inside him on the slot is going to be Tyler Bailey. I formation and Wiseman under center. Wiseman going to keep it himself. Now pitches it late to Johnson. Johnson got to the corner and got into the end zone for the touchdown. Southern Valley had pushed him back, and trying to make the tackle out there was going to be Chance Best, and he just got a little bit of jersey, but not enough to bring Johnson down. And by inches, we've got our play of the game so far. A 2-yard touchdown run for Noah Johnson. Give it to the bigger kid and let him rumble in. That makes it 22-14, and so remember, this is a big 2-point conversion. Will it be a 10-point game or still a possible one-possession game? Back to the I formation, unbalanced, strong to the right. Wiseman, option quick pitch to Johnson. Hit in the backfield, breaks the tackle. Now a pass, and it's incomplete. Johnson looked like he wanted to run it for a long, long time and then ran all the way to the sideline and chucked it to Tyler Bailey and bounced it in front of him. So the 2-point conversion is no good with 7:56 to go in the third quarter. It's Sutton 22, Southern Valley 14. We'll be right back.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Welcome back to state football playoff coverage on Classic Hits, brought to you by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. As the kick is away, it's a squib kick, and it got out of bounds. The 45-yard line, Southern Valley started to make a play for it, but it hadn't even traveled 10 yards, and so they let it go, and it just sidespun right out of bounds. Southern Valley can get the ball here at the 47-yard line, or they can back them up. I'm sure they'll take the football. You're not going to get any better field position than that, especially on these short kicks. They haven't tried any trickery or trying to find a way to get a big play on that. They're actually going to officially mark the ball at the 44, it looks like. First down and 10. So the ball belongs to Southern Valley, trailing 22-14. This will be their second play offensively of the second half. They got the ball to start the half, and then Lewis coughed it up. And the ball was recovered by Trey Raymer. Ball looked like Garrett Clark was the one that had forced the fumble. So five wideouts now. They empty the backfield. Raymer coming in, it looks like, on a blitz, and we have got a timeout called here. It looks like defensively, boy, Coach Raymer was jumping up and down and yelling and yelling, and they just got the timeout. He must have seen that there was a touchdown coming in their immediate future. So Sutton now is down to one timeout here in the second half, and we still have 7:56 to go in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It is 22-14, Sutton on top of Southern Valley. While we have this break, let's take a look at some of the other scores, see if we can get you some updates from some of the late kickoffs here today. And we will start with what's going on in Class C1. Cozad has already jumped out 20-0 on Minden in the first quarter of play. Broken Bow now leads Central Catholic in the third quarter 20-0 in that game. Kearney Catholic and Ord had a scoreless first quarter. They're into the second on ESPN 1460. Boone Central Newman Grove beat Valentine today 41-7. Donovan Trumbull is on the board, 6-0 second quarter against Centura. Out of the shotgun on first and 10. Pump fake right, now looking and being sacked is going to be Perkins, and getting in there on the sack for the Mustangs, John Bitterman. Perkins was just getting ready to go deep on a wheel route and just buckled. They wrapped him up around the knees as they were sending deep down the right side, Chance Best. They pump fake the wide receiver screen out here into the right flat, trying to draw that corner in, which it looked like they did. It was one-on-one coverage. But that is the first sack for Southern Valley tonight, or the Sutton defense. A loss, they're going to say, of two. And it'll be second down and 12 at their own 42. And they'll hand it off to Lewis, and he is smothered in the backfield. Sutton just bringing the heat. Big loss on the play again. And so after having great field position, Southern Valley is going the wrong way. Stengel, Clark in that backfield again. That's going to be a loss back to the 38-yard line. A loss of four for Lewis. One, two, three, four. It looks like four times Lewis has been stopped in the backfield. And now third and 16 at their own 37-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Perkins back to pass, looking, has time, now needs to throw, now is being drugged down from behind and sacked again at the 36-yard line. It's all the sevens. Seven, Bitterman, 75, Clark, 77, Lemkow. And back-to-back sacks here by the Sutton defense, and pushes the ball to the 36. It'll be fourth and 18. And a punting situation here for Southern Valley. They've only punted the ball once, did Kopp. And they dropped the snap, so he had to kind of scramble around and was able to rugby a 26-yarder out of there. Led to the second Sutton touchdown. Snap, that's up there. He'll boot it high, end overhand. It's not very deep. Ball will bounce and then take a nice Southern Valley roll, but it hit one of their players, so not as much roll as possible. And then it's free game after that, so Tyler Bailey thought, I'll pick it up. The worst they can do is they tackle me. The ball will be marked at the 30. That's a 34-yard punt with no return. And Sutton will take over for the second time here in the third quarter. It's Sutton 22, Southern Valley 14, 5:45 to go here in quarter number three. You're listening to the state football playoffs here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tomorrow, Kearney at Millard West. We'll just be getting underway, a 7:30 kick. Wiseman hands to the second man, Raymer. Tries the right side, the short side, hops across the 35 and is brought down at the 36. So six quick ones on first down. And again, Southern Valley, since that really the 80-yard run by Wiseman, they've been trying to play catch-up, and they are dangerous of going down two scores. They got to find a way here to slow Sutton down. Sutton's starting to get even bigger chunks on first down. They have not really forced him into third and long. They did once, but that was because of a penalty, and they ended up getting in anyway. Stacked to the right side, Wiseman hands it to his fullback, Johnson. Johnson fighting his way forward to the first down, over the 40 into the 41-yard line. Five more yards for Noah Johnson, and the 10th first down of the ball game unofficially here for Sutton. Some other games today. Blue Hill beat Kimball 21-6 at the half. North Platte St. Pat's leads Cambridge 10-0. Hershey beat West Holt 13-6, and they've moved into the fourth quarter. Thayer Central has given St. Cecilia all kinds of problems, but St. Cecilia is now up 10-0. The winner of this game plays Battle Creek Wednesday. That's the next round, by the way. Battle Creek blew out Bayard 61-14. We'll get to some of the other West Bracket games in a moment. It is first and 10 here. Wiseman, he gets backed into his own fullback. Now he wants to throw. He's scrambling. He throws it out here to Raymer, and he's just lucky that that fell incomplete. As up the middle, Southern Valley came. They were coming on the run blitz and then realized it was a pass. Good penetration there by, once again, Longsign and Kramer. We've called their names a lot tonight for Southern Valley. That was just the third pass attempt of the game for Sutton. Trying to be sneaky there on first down. Did not work. It'll be second down and 10. That's why they don't pass. They don't want the long yardage situations. Hand it to Raymer, right side. He's upended by Best. Got a yard out to the 42. So two good plays there by the defensive line, which allowed this time Best to come in from his backer position and make the tackle. And here's where Sutton doesn't want to be. Third and 9. Ball marked at their own 42-yard line. Clock running with 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Sutton 22, Southern Valley 14 in this 7-10 matchup in the C2 West bracket. Hennessy only wide out here. He's left. They will put in the slot right Bailey, and Wiseman back to pass. Has a little time, throws underneath. It is dropped at the first down marker, John Bitterman. He would love to run that again. He had the first down and maybe a little running room as they drug him from the right slot all the way across the field, and it bounced off his paws, and we will see our third Sutton punt of the night. And back to receive the kick will be Hunter Quinn. And Southern Valley could use some time on offense right now. They were on offense most of the second quarter. They've been on defense most of the third. Wiseman to boot it, 4th and 9 at the 42. And here comes a potential block. They missed it, and the ball bounces past Quinn. He slipped, tries to pick it up, boots it away, and Sutton has covered it at the 10. Oh, my goodness. Sutton gets the fumble recover with Tyler Bailey after Dylan Brooks couldn't have missed blocking that punt by more than an inch. And a turnover, the second of the quarter for Southern Valley. A 48-yard punt by the time it got done being booted around back there. And the fumble recovery, as we said, by Tyler Bailey. And as we know, you just can't shoot yourself in the foot. And just slipping, we've seen that a couple of times tonight. Quinn slipped, so the ball bounced by him, and when he went to pick it up, it squirted away. And now Southern Valley coach Jeremy Epp wants to get his team focused here. He's going to call the timeout. Timeout on the field with 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Sutton 22, Southern Valley 14. But it is first and 10 at the Eagle 12 when we come back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Happy Halloween. Nebraska Land National Bank invites you to trick-or-treat with us this year. On October 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m., we will host a free trunk-or-treat Halloween event at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Local businesses and organizations will be passing out candy, and hot dogs and hot cocoa will be available for a free will donation to the Nebraska Children's Home Society. Join us for a boo-tastic fun time.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
We've had some interesting defensive stands here in the red zone, and already there in the Case IH red zone after the fumbled punt recovery, the Sutton Mustangs at the 12. Wiseman, quick snap, hands it to Raymer, gets tripped up by one of his own linemen who comes up gimpy and maybe got to the 10. Boy, Tristan Sheridan just got rolled over that time and maybe got his ankle twisted. Going to be a gain of one for Raymer. Second down and nine at the 11. As we said, Sutton's in the Case IH red zone. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Hastings or Kearney, your Case IH dealer. Fairbanks, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. See Fairbanks International and Kearney or Hastings today, your Case IH dealer. Second and nine, Sutton at the Southern Valley 11. I formation, give it to the fullback Johnson, following his blocks, getting a half yard at a time. He's going to get to the eight before he stood up. And again, lately, nobody's getting tackled. It's just kind of a gang tackle. Nobody's going to the ground. Johnson's going to get three on the play. There was no hole to explode in, so he just got on the backs of his blockers and kept shuffling his feet until there was no more shuffling to be done. Third down and seven at the eight for Sutton. And again, field goals are not an option, so this is two down territory. They'll split Bitterman wide left, man-to-man coverage here for the Southern Valley defense. Wiseman in the shotgun, quarterback keeper, big hole off the right side, five to the two, and he is brought down there, and he's going to be close to the ending that first down. Looks like it'll be fourth and one. So 6 yards there for Cole Wiseman. They are going to bring the chains in. Ah, boy. I think he's, it's hard to tell from our angle. I think he's going to get it. And so, depends what you're looking at. If you're Southern Valley, you hope it's fourth and a half a yard, and maybe they get a penalty. Otherwise, it just as well be first down. As they bring the chains all the way across the field, and as they stretch him out, he is going to be, now they got to untangle him first, but it looks like he is short. Nope. Behind the power pole, he's got it. Looked like with all the slack in the chain there that he was not going to be able to pick it up, but there's 7 yards from Cole Wiseman, and he does it again, getting a key first down on third down conversion there, quarterback draw for Sutton. So now it is first and goal at the one. Ball on the right hash with 2:03 to go, third quarter and counting, 22-14 Sutton. Trying to make it a two-score ball game, looking for their biggest lead of the night. And Sutton takes some time in the huddle. Now they explode to the line out of that tie-dye formation. Wiseman quarterback sneak off the left side and waiting for the indication. Looks like he is in, and he is. Touchdown, Cole Wiseman. He just got on the left side, left flank, if you will, of Jared Lemkow, and he was able to follow him in to the end zone for the touchdown. So Wiseman, the one-yard touchdown run to make it 28-14 with 1:44 to go here in the third quarter of play. Two-point conversion coming up again. Very, very key that they stop this two-point conversion for Southern Valley. If they get it, it's a 16-point game, and they are really in control here in Sutton. I formation, power eye, and it's going to be an end around. Nobody knows who has the football, and walking in untouched is going to be Tyler Bailey. Great play call there by the Mustangs, and the two-point conversion is good. Bailey slot left, gave it to him on the end around, and he is in. 1:44 to go, third quarter, Sutton 30, Southern Valley 14 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble, and that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Sutton takes advantage once again of a Southern Valley turnover, and that's how they've scored both their touchdowns here in the third quarter on the short field. And now ready to take it with the kick is going to be Garrett Leach. And the pooch kick will be taken at the 24-yard line by the up man, 25 up the middle, 30. And out to the 35-yard line. Then the ball came out. It's fumbled. And Sutton has covered it again. Cole Wiseman. As the ball was punched out at the very last second, it looked like maybe Lane Barker was down. But the ball comes squirting out at the third fumble of the quarter, second on special teams for Southern Valley. And Cole Wiseman, who just scored the touchdown, gets the fumble recovery, and they'll mark it at the 39-yard line of Southern Valley. And not the way that the Eagles envisioned this third quarter to go. Now they've got to make something happen as they hand it off to Noah Johnson, running for tough yards. Give credit to Southern Valley. Their defense has just got to be dead tired out there on this Halloween night. And coming out of the pile a little banged up on his left arm is going to be Hunter Quinn. Johnson gets a yard on the play. 59 yards for Johnson on 11 carries. Looks like for Trey Raymer, we've got him for 15 carries, 63 yards. Cole Wiseman now has 11 carries for 118 yards. Second and nine at the 38-yard line. Final minute of the third quarter, an all-out run blitz. Here's that reverse again to Bailey, and a great job of coming off his block on the defensive end was Griffin York to make sure that that didn't go all the way, because if Griffin didn't come off his block, Bailey would have been gone. And it'll be a gain of zero, third down and nine. So that's the kind of play Southern Valley needs. On the other side, Sutton breaks that. That pretty much ends the football game. Third and nine at the 38. Wiseman has not had to throw the ball much and probably won't here. On third and nine, yes, he will. What do I know? Rolls out, throws it underneath. The Bitterman, right on the hands, caught at the 30, and he is fighting for the first down on the second effort, gets it to him at the 28-yard line. He was double-covered. Brooks was out there, and it went right over the top of his fingertips for a Wiseman and a Sutton first down. Great catch. They went back to Bitterman, who dropped one on third down earlier tonight, but he hauls that one in and moves the sticks here for Sutton. So a third and long, and Southern Valley, who needed the ball back in that situation, just didn't quite work out, and they'll move it 11 yards, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. Three fumbles by Southern Valley. They've led to two touchdowns, and the third one could be on the way here for Sutton. It's Sutton 30, Southern Valley 14. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island, here on Classic Hits.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City has been serving the Southern Valley area for over 125 years and is very proud to support the local athletes and coaches in and out of the game tonight. See Banner Capital Bank for all your financial needs. We invite you to look at all our products and services and give us the opportunity to show you what we can do to assist you in your banking needs. From personal to business, we are the bank you can trust. Banner Capital Bank in Beaver City, member FDIC.
Well, we hope everyone's having a happy Halloween. We're glad to be bringing you high school football tonight on our network of stations. And Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, here in Sutton, where Sutton is too good of a team to not take advantage of what Southern Valley has given them. And that is a third turnover in the half. First down and 10 at the 27-yard line. Wiseman is out of the shotgun. Johnson flanking him. They'll run option that way. Wiseman actually turns and throws it backwards. Johnson has it, gets upfield to the 25, trying to strip him inside the 20, and he'll be brought down close to a first down at the 17-yard line. Once again, it all depends on the spot here. But Noah Johnson carrying defenders with him, and it's going to be just enough for a Sutton first down. But this is the drive. It comes down to 30-14 Sutton. And if Southern Valley is to have any chance and they throw the ball, they can definitely move it. But they cannot give up any points here as we're back in the Case IH red zone at the 17. And Wiseman knocked out of his hands. The ball's fumbled, but he's the only guy there. And you don't have to be listening long in this ball game to figure out which way the bounces are going. Not only did Wiseman fumble it, he fumbled it forward and picked up 3 yards. So 121 now for Cole Wiseman, and it'll be second down and 7. They had run that belly option, and the fullback had kind of cleared out everybody, so when the ball did get fumbled by Wiseman, there was no middle linebacker sitting in there to fall on it. Back to the I formation. Wiseman, quick count, gives it to the I back, Raymer. Raymer, big hole, left side, 10, 5, touchdown Sutton. Trey Raymer, a 14-yard touchdown run to put Sutton up 36-14, and they've cashed in all three second-half Southern Valley fumbles. 11-12 to go in the game, and another two-point conversion coming up here for the Sutton Mustangs. A lot of game left, but they've got to be able to hang on to the football here and find a way to stop Sutton. And I think Southern Valley defensively, which you can understand, they've been out there the whole half. They're pretty gassed right now and hard to slow down what Sutton's doing as they come out for the two-point conversion. I formation again, option left side. Wiseman keeps it and walks in, and the two-point conversion is good. 11-12 to go in the game. Sutton has scored 22 unanswered. It's the Mustangs 38 and Southern Valley 14.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in south-central Nebraska and north-central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of micro-essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper. Oxford Physical Therapy in Oxford wants to be your choice when you need rehab and physical therapy for sports-related injuries, pediatric and geriatric. Whatever your rehab needs, Oxford Physical Therapy has your back, your hips, your shoulder, and your knees. Oxford Physical Therapy is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes and would like to take this time to wish the Southern Valley players and coaches best of luck in tonight's game.
Well, for all the bounces that have went against Southern Valley, they're going to need something to bounce their way to get back in this football game, but not only are they down three touchdowns, they're down the 3 2-point conversions as well. Down 24, 38-14, three turnovers, two on special teams for Southern Valley. Sutton to boot it away. Again, it's a squib kick that they'll watch go out of bounds at the 39-yard line, and that's where Southern Valley will take over. So the drives for Sutton here in the second half, 37 yards, 12 yards, 39 yards. We, I don't think, have played a snap in Sutton territory so far in the second half. It was 16-14 at the half. Southern Valley had a 5-yard run by Jeremiah Perkins right before the half with those 14 seconds to cut it to 2. But turnover, turnover, turnover. First play of the half, they turned it over. Then they turned it over on a punt return. Then they turned it over on the kick return. Out of the shotgun, they'll try and keep things going here and have some fun. Perkins looking deep, throws it as far as he can. One-on-one coverage, and Hennessy makes a great pick. But they call him out of bounds. The officials were trying to get down there. He intercepted the ball, tried to get his feet down, which he did, but it's on the far side of the field. And they ran down there and said, no, you did not get your toes in, as they were going deep ball for Hunter Quinn. And that, unbelievably, the first pass play of the second half for Perkins and Southern Valley. 10 of 15 for 96 yards and a touchdown in the first half. But their time of possession is next to zero here in the second half. Both backs of the backfield here, out of the shotgun. They'll fake the handoff, go on an end-around pass play. Hunter Quinn wanted to throw it, breaks a tackle from Johnson, and gets minimal yardage from the 40 up to the 43. He was looking to go downfield for Griffin York, but apparently York didn't have enough seam, and they tried that first trick play of the night. And Quinn's going to pick up 3 on the play, his second carry of the night, but they need a lot more than that, so knowing that they need a home run ball here to get some momentum going and see where they're at, That play sniffed out. Good job by the defensive backfield, Wiseman, and also Bailey. Again, they're playing without Shelkoff, who injured his arm in the first half. Third and seven, Perkins. Back to pass, has time, throws it underneath, out here wide open in the flat at the 45-yard line. Quinn makes the catch, does some dancing around to get away from Wiseman, dives to the 41-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 16 on the play. And that'll be the first down of the second half for Southern Valley at the 10-10 mark. 10:08 officially. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. First down and 10 at the 43. Out of the shotgun, rolling right, Perkins throws underneath. It is complete. York to the 30, shoved out of bounds at the 26-yard line, and another first down, 16 more. And I like the strategy now by Coach Epp and Southern Valley. Take what they're going to give you, and 16 yards at a time is pretty good. If you can get 16 yards every 10 seconds, you can get in the end zone pretty quick and still have about 8.5 minutes or more left in this ball game. He got out of bounds, so the ball will be spotted at the 26. First down and 10. Southern Valley to their favorite formation tonight. Trips to the left, single to the right side. That is York, and a quick little wide receiver screen is dropped. Looking upfield was Kopp, trying to see where the seam would be, and the ball slid through his hands. And again, on a night like this where you had the nice temperatures earlier today, made it into the 60s, and it gets way cooler when the sun goes down than it did in the summertime, or the fall, I guess we should say. So it's a little cooler out there, and the ball, a little dewy, cold, slips through his hands. But Kopp's going to catch that a majority of the time. Now they'll put Quinn out there and go trips to the right side with Kopp in that bunch. They will go quarterback keeper, and Perkins wants to run, but there's not much there. Sutton is always bringing pressure. They knew he was going upfield. Johnson and Tristan Sheridan on the tackle. Gets inside the 25 to the 24. It'll be a minimal gain of 2 for Perkins. I've got him for 38 yards on the ground. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Then we'll have bonus coverage here on Classic Hits of the Kearney Catholic Ord playoff game, which is currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Later tonight, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. And Kearney Catholic leading Ord 7-0 as they approach halftime. Here it's 3rd and 8 for Southern Valley. Perkins, out of the shotgun snap, has all day. Goes to the end zone. The ball is knocked away and maybe picked. Yes, it is. Deflected and picked. And it ends up, how about this, covering downfield, Tristan Sheridan playing backer as they tried to get it to Hunter Quinn, and the ball just hung a second too long. He knocked it away, makes the pick, and the fourth turnover of the second half for Southern Valley, and the first interception of the game for Jeremiah Perkins. Tristan Sheridan, interception in the end zone. And now Sutton will do what they like to do, run the ball and run the clock, as they are getting ready to book their bus travel up to Battle Creek. Little counterplay here. Southern Valley oversells. They come through. They swallow up Raymer. Off the bottom of the pile that time is Tom Percival. Raymer's going to lose a yard on the play. 38-14. Sutton with the lead. It was 16-14 at the half. But five possessions for Southern Valley. One punt, 4 turnovers here in the second half. And all 3 of the first turnovers were scored on by Sutton. And adding the 2-point conversion. Sutton looking to go to 7-2. Southern Valley hasn't won a playoff game since 95. And doesn't look like that's going to change here. Here's a delayed handoff to Johnson. Johnson gets hit, breaks a tackle, gets across the 30. And is going to be to the 31-yard line. And that is enough for the first down. So he lost one, then he got 12. Well, Raymer lost one, then Johnson got 12, and another Sutton first down. We'll take a look at some other scores here in just a moment. Norfolk Catholic leading Gibbon 20-6 in the second quarter, part of the Valentino's scoreboard. Valentino's Top of the Hill, Kearney, near the Hilltop Mall. Stop in for carry out, or they'll deliver as well. Valentino's. First and 10, Wiseman. This time he wants to go follow with Raymer. It's a big old mess in the middle of that line. You know, Southern Valley's just trying to strip the ball. And as they unpile, I'm not even sure if Wiseman hung on to it or if he gave it to Raymer. I think Cole kept it, and we'll give him credit for the 2 yards. Again, tomorrow night, high school football here on Classic Hits from Omaha as the Kearney Bearcats take on the Millard West Wildcats. Pregame at 7 from Buell Stadium. Kickoff is set for 7:30. The Bearcats have their hands full. The 16-versus-1 matchup. As we tick along here in the fourth quarter. Sutton out of the shotgun this time. Second down and 10, and Wiseman does want to throw. Wheel route out here for Bailey, and it is caught inside the 50, crossing the 50 and into Southern Valley territory. He got a lick put on him there by Sam Hunt and still held on to the football. A gain of 23 yards. The third pass completion tonight for Cole Wiseman. And I'll tell you what, Tyler Bailey has had himself a pretty good ball game. He's made a couple of catches. He recovered a fumble, had a two-point conversion. And now, first and 10 for the Sutton Mustangs. 6:45 and counting. Sutton will continue their run in the playoffs, but they will have their hands full next week against Battle Creek, kind of the only team in the C2 West bracket that could challenge Donovan, Sutton, St. Cecilia, Blue Hill. And some confusion here. We're going to get a delay of game penalty called on Sutton. That'll be their fourth penalty. One thing about Southern Valley, and maybe because they're not on offense much of the second half, they have not been called for a penalty after having 6 of them in the first half. But you look at this Southern Valley football team, you've got Alex Kopp graduating, but Jeremiah Perkins is back. Sam Hunt is back. Your running back Lewis is back. Hunter Quinn is back. Chance Best is back. You will lose your best defensive player in Dylan Brooks. But they're going to have quite a few kids back. Southern Valley all-out blitz. They smoke Wiseman, but he had handed it off to Johnson, about the only guy that didn't get crushed. And he is going to pick up a little bit of positive yardage. But, boy, Wiseman took a shot. Southern Valley sold out and brought everybody but 2 guys, I think. And they'll give him a credit for 3 on the carry by Johnson. And it'll be second down and 12. Of course, they have the delay of game penalty. The important thing for Sutton, just keep the clock ticking here on Halloween. Hennessey out wide to the right. Bitterman, he'll be to the short side left. 4 wide this time. They even got Johnson in the slot. Raymer's in the slot. And Wiseman is back to pass. He's in some pressure. Now he will take off and run. He's up the field to the 45, the 40, sideline 35-30. He gambles and takes more yardage. Chews it off to the 25 and to the 23-yard line. Cole Wiseman, give him 20 more yards on the run. He is not afraid, folks. Most guys would have stepped out. You're up by 24 points. He could have got a 10-yard gain and stepped out. Nope. He kept on going, knowing that he was going to get clocked, and is shoved out of bounds at the 23-yard line. And again, there was good upfield pressure by Southern Valley, but once they got past Wiseman, he stepped up, and then, wow, all kinds of running room. And the first 15 yards, considering he's about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, was easy going. Then he hit the sideline and got a gain of 20. Does stop the clock with 5:22 to go, 38-14 Sutton, and they take a little too much time, and another timeout will be called here by the Mustangs, and that'll be their final one, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. See Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. 5:22 to go in the game, Sutton 38, Southern Valley 14.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
The
The Oxford Supermarket is a proud supporter of the area athletes and would like to invite everyone in to check out the great variety they have to offer for a small town store. They have the freshest meats, the greatest selection of wines and spirits. They're also your Traeger grill dealer. So get your Traeger and your pellets and grab your favorite steak or burger. And don't forget the drinks for great tailgating. All at the Oxford Supermarket in Oxford.
Don't forget, at the end of the football game, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, run down the scores for you as well. And then the second half, most of the second half of Ord Kearney Catholic, which is still 7-0. Wiseman back to pass, wants to float one for Bailey. Extended at the 5, but it bounces away, and then a roughing the passer penalty will be called on Southern Valley. Long sign, who's done such a good job, was laying on top of the quarterback, and the 15-yard penalty will be the first of the second half on Southern Valley. And it'll be another first down here for Sutton, unofficially their 18th. Kind of like Tom Osborne used to say, we pass it because that's what we've got to work on. That's not trying to run up the score. That's what we need to work on. And you've got to think Sutton has got to get even better by the time they travel to Battle Creek next Wednesday. 5:16 to go. The 15-yard penalty will move the ball half the distance to the 10. Out of the I formation, Wiseman on the option. Beautiful flip out here to Johnson. Follows the block. Penalty flag comes down. He's to the 7. He's to the 4. He's down to the 2. But it looks like this one's coming back as well. I think you got some guys getting tired out there. A little more grabbing. And an illegal block in the back going to be called here on Sutton. Penalty flag laying at the 6. So it'll be first and goal from a little bit farther back. Should mark the ball right around the 16, 17-yard line. They'll set it at the 17. So the block in the back is a 10-yard penalty. Again, want to say thank you to all the fine folks here. Of course, Coach Raymer is the athletic director at Sutton, so double capacity there. Thanks to Steve and all the fine folks here at Sutton for their hospitality. They're hoping to get to play another football game here. Of course, as you know, couple years down the road, they're building a brand new facility up by the school, so they're hoping to get a few more wins here. First and goal at the 17, and all kinds of movement. All kinds of movement. I think maybe Austin Reinch was going to be involved in this play, but you could see that the blitz was coming from Southern Valley. He saw it, he took off, and it'll be an illegal procedure penalty for the first time tonight against Sutton. And it's first and goal at the 22. 4:53 to go in the game, Sutton 38, Southern Valley 14. And now Reinch will come out and Hennessy will come in. So whatever play they run, it will not involve him. As the Sutton line, which has done a great job as always, comes up, sets it down offensively. Wiseman is out of the shotgun here with Raymer and Johnson flanking him. Bailey slot left. Straight quarterback keeper left side. Wiseman just following his blocks inside the 15 and push him down to near the 13-yard line. Boy, Johnson and Bailey and even Raymer tried to help out a little bit there, and they're just pushing people up, and Perkins got rolled up. He's limping a little bit on the left leg. The ball will be marked at the 14. They'll say that is a gain of 8 for Wiseman, which puts him over 150 yards rushing tonight. 4:20 to go in our football game. Volleyball on Monday here on Classic Hits, the C19 at Kearney High. Gibbon, Broken Bow, Centura, Kearney Catholic, Minden all play. Again, out of the shotgun, second and goal at the 14. Same formation, Southern Valley acting like they're bringing the house. It's a quarterback keeper left side, finding enough seam to get to the 9-yard line. Will be Wiseman, and the tackle is made by Austin Bowers. And two players on the blitz there for Southern Valley ran into each other, and they're both down. One limping around there getting up is Jesse Jackson. The other player, I'm not sure who it is, holding his right knee. It looked like they just crashed into each other, knee on knee or helmet on knee. Nonetheless, Wiseman is going to pick up 5 yards and get the ball down to the 9. We've got an injury timeout here on the field and just 4 minutes remaining in the game. Sutton has taken advantage of 4 second-half Southern Valley turnovers to take a 2-point lead out to a 38-14 lead. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park, and Webb Road in Grand Island, or online at dinsdaleauto.com.
South Central State Bank in Oxford is a very proud supporter of the high school programs and are very proud of their Eagles for making the playoffs this year. Hard work and dedication in and out of the game is a guaranteed success. And their success in banking is because of that and you, the customer, for making us the one place to go. South Central State Bank in Oxford. With changes in health insurance these days, it is never too late to call and make sure you are getting the best coverage for you and your family. See the General Service Agency in Beaver City to find out how they can keep your home, life, auto, and health up to date and with coverage to give you peace of mind. Best of luck to our Southern Valley athletes and coaches in tonight's game.
Connor Berquist is the injured player being helped off the field. He just got hit on the knee, and you just hope it's nothing more than a bruise, but you can tell it's pretty painful. And he is being helped off the field. And again, earlier in the ball game, Cole Shelkoff sustained an arm injury. I'm not sure if it's a broken arm or what it is, but he has not played since early in the second quarter. Third down and goal, Sutton at the Southern Valley 10, up 38-14, 4 minutes to go in the game. As Wiseman will set him down in the I formation, Raymer the fullback, Johnson the I back this time. Wiseman fakes the handoff, rolls right under some pressure, wants to throw, avoids it. He's got Hennessy wide open in the end zone, and he dropped it. Oh, no. The sun must have been in the young man's eyes. Nick Hennessy was wide open. The play took so long that once Wiseman finally got out of there, he hit him on the deep drag. And Noah Johnson just grabs him and says, it's okay. It's okay, yeah, but it's not okay because he wanted the touchdown. Very few times are you going to get a chance to catch a touchdown pass here at Sutton. And it is fourth and goal at the 9. Of course, Sutton will go for it here. Fourth and goal at the 9, I formation. Here comes the blitz. Rolling out, they look for him again. Drag round, and he slips, does the quarterback Wiseman. And the sack is registered, and then a late flag. Jackson with the sack and a face mask, defensive face mask is going to be called here on Southern Valley, and that's a tough one because, yeah, it was a sack, but Wiseman basically was falling down. So I don't know how they grabbed. They're not going to say they grabbed his face mask. They're going to say it's a 5-yard face mask, so it'll still be fourth down. And the ball will be marked at the 14. So a loss on the play of 10 on the sack. But then a face mask. We'll make it fourth down and goal at the 14-yard line. So they'll trot out to run the play with 3:35 and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. Southern Valley shutout in the second half. Wiseman with a right bunch, and now we've got a penalty flag, and this could be offsides. Nope, illegal procedure. Looks like they jumped on the right side because about three guys came across the line of scrimmage for Southern Valley. So we've had quite a few penalties here in the fourth quarter of play. That is the fourth penalty in this quarter on Sutton, two on Southern Valley, after we had one total in the third. So it's fourth down and goal at the 19. And the one thing this does for Sutton is each time the clock just continues to run. Again, one of those that someday is going to end up costing somebody a football game, a rule that needs to be tweaked. Sutton could jump, could have a legal motion all the way back to their 1-yard line and run the clock out. 3:10 to go. Wiseman is out of the shotgun here, out of the 19, and here we go again, another penalty flag. And so what had been a really good football game turned into turnovers, and now it's turned into sloppy here in the last 5 minutes, and there's another illegal procedure, and the officials need to take control of this right now. You can't continue to wind the clock here and allow Sutton to continually move, and that's exactly what they're doing. 3 minutes and counting as they wind the clock again. It is fourth and goal at the 24. And if you're Sutton, you got to be a little careful here because you don't want to make the team mad and have something happen you don't want happening here. Wiseman out of the shotgun. Let's see if he just keeps the ball. They snap it over his head, and he's going to pick it up on a bounce at the 40. Now scrambling. Southern Valley pressure. Look out. Wiseman rolling to his right. He's at his 40. He throws it deep down the middle. And Hennessy caught it at the 12, the 10, the 5, the touchdown. And that's way more spectacular than the one he just dropped. It'll go into books as a 24-yard touchdown, and Cole Wiseman once again shows why he's one of the best quarterbacks in the state, regardless of class. Unbelievable. That'll warm the Sutton fans up, and the Southern Valley fans will just go, that is the way it has gone all night. Nick Hennessy, the 24-yard touchdown pass that was actually thrown from the 40-yard line. We have 2:31 remaining, two-point conversion. Wiseman back to pass, swings it out here to Johnson. It's complete, and Noah will step into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 2:31 to go in the game. It is Sutton 46 and Southern Valley 14.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, what a game we had in the first half, but in the second half, it's just been miscues by Southern Valley and Sutton taking advantage of them. You could tell when Cole Wiseman, the ball snapped over his head, and it bounced right back into his hands 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And when he wheeled out and got away from three guys from Southern Valley that were right on top of him, you knew something magical was going to happen, and he's able to find Nick Hennessy, who then broke a tackle at the 12 and took it in for the touchdown. 2:31 remaining, and in the season for Southern Valley, who deserved a better fate than what this final score will be. Short kick taken to the 23, up to the 30. Dietz gets it to the 35-yard line, and Dan will be brought down at the 37. And so Coach Epp will probably get as many seniors in as he can and the kids that haven't been able to play a whole lot as they finish strong. And again, Southern Valley deserved to be here. This just the whole second half blew up in their face. Their losses, Donovan undefeated, Hershey undefeated, Blue Hill one loss, that was to Donovan. St. Cecilia two losses to Blue Hill and Donovan. So none of those teams lost to anybody else. They basically played four losses. Their four losses came to teams that are basically 32-0. So Southern Valley with 2:25 to go would love to put one on the board here just for morale and the bus ride home, which won't be fun, but again, on the other side, you didn't get beat at the buzzer either as they come out here, and it looks like Alex Kopp is going to be your quarterback. Perkins got dinged up earlier, so Kopp is now taking the snaps. He wants to throw the football. Now he is going to tuck it up, run around, wants to throw it away, throws it as far as he can into double coverage, and it is picked off. At the 28-yard line, just waiting for it is Tyler Bailey. Bailey, who had a fumble recovery, now gets an interception at the 28-yard line of Sutton. And the fifth turnover of the ball game. And again, that one you just kind of put down in the really it didn't matter category. Kopp was just trying to make something happen. It was actually 2-on-2, so it wasn't too bad once that ball hung up there. He threw it a long ways, about 50 yards in the air. But now Sutton will have it with 2:13 to go, and all they need to do is kneel on it. But we've got a timeout called here by the Eagles of Southern Valley. 2:13 to go. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Valentino's scoreboard. Brought to you by Valentino's in Kearney, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Halftime, Cozad 54, Minden nothing. They'll play Pierce, who beat Ogallala 31-13. Grand Island Central Catholic was trying to get back into it, but it looks like Broken Bow is going to win it 22-14 over Central Catholic. Gothenburg leads Chase County 24-0 as they approach half. Norfolk Catholic leading Gibbon 20-6 at the half. The winner gets Adams Central, who beat Shadron 22-7. At the half, Kearney Catholic 7, Ord nothing. The winner gets Boone Central Newman Grove, who beat Valentine 41-7. West Bracket in Class C2 at the half. Donovan Trumbull leads Centura 28-0. The winner gets Crofton, who beat Bridgeport 28-14. Blue Hill beat Kimball 21-6. At the half, St. Pat's leading Cambridge 10-0. That game should be almost done. We'll see if we can get a score update on that. Hershey beat West Holt 13-6. St. Cecilia beat Thayer Central 16-0. More scores coming up in our Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us as Sutton going to bring in some second teamers. Tanner Peterson is now the quarterback. And the handoff is going to go to number 5, Garrett Messenger, a freshman. So Sutton a chance to get some new kids in the ball game here. And Messenger is going to pick up 3 as we're under 2 minutes to go. Here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Sutton. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to all the fine folks here at Sutton. Drew Steinhauer is in as wide receiver. He'll split out wide to the right. And the quarterback Messenger out of the I formation. Looks like he wants to keep it himself. Nope. You're gonna hand, yeah, Messenger, I think, is going to keep it himself. So you got Garrett Messenger picking up a couple more. And that'll make it 3rd down, and we'll call it 5 yards to go with 1:10 to go in the football game. Also in there is Garrett Leach as a running back. So you had Tanner Peterson as the quarterback, Messenger, and trying to run as much clock as they can. Coach yelling from the sideline, take it down. Turn, hand it to the second man. Again, that's Messenger. Messenger trying to get to the outside. He'll be brought down just short of the 35 at the 34. We'll give him a gain of 2. And one more play left here. 4th down and 5 at the 34 of Sutton. And they'll mark the ball ready for play with 34 seconds. So if they don't get the first down, they would have to snap it one more time, it looks like, for Southern Valley. Here comes Drew Steinhauer in with the play. Again, it'll be on the road to Battle Creek for Sutton next week with a record of 7-2. Southern Valley will end at 4-5 as Sutton Peterson will call the cadence, and then we've got a penalty flag. And if it's motion on Sutton, then they can run the clock out. That's exactly what it is. And so a 5-yard penalty, but now Sutton doesn't have to run another play because they'll wind the clock in. That'll send us into the second round of the state playoffs, and that's exactly what'll happen. It was almost like that happened intentionally a couple of times. And Sutton's not going to come up over the ball, and that is going to be the end of your football game. It was Sutton scoring 30 unanswered points in the second half after 5 turnovers were committed by Southern Valley in the final 24 minutes. And the final score, Sutton 46 and Southern Valley 14. We've got bonus coverage of Kearney Catholic and Ord coming up here in just a little bit. But first, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll be back to Sutton after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard-to-find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back to Sutton. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord, traveling the entire state of Nebraska, making sure that you have the best equipment to get your game on. At Misco Sports, you're better equipped for the games you play. It was 46-14 Sutton after leading just 16-14 at the half. The game didn't necessarily turn on the first turnover by Southern Valley, but it did on the second and on the third, and then it's over on the fourth. 16-14 at the half, Southern Valley got the ball, and on a short pooch kick, they had it at the 42-yard line to start things off in the second half and fumbled it on the first play. And Sutton took it in, went up 22-14. Southern Valley then had to punt. Then after they held Sutton, Sutton punted in Southern Valley, fumbled it at the 12. Sutton takes it in. Then they fumbled the kickoff. 37 yards later, Sutton takes it in. And that's how the second half went here tonight. A very even first half, but it was all Sutton because of the turnovers in the second half. Let's take a look at some of the scores from around the area, and then we'll give you the final stats and send it back to Kearney for Kearney Catholic and Ord in the second half. But here are the scores we have on the Valentino's scoreboard, brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. As they head to the second half, Cozad leads Minden 54-0. They will play Pierce, and the game will be in Pierce. Pierce beat Ogallala 31-13. Broken Bow over Grand Island Central Catholic 22-14. Gothenburg leading Chase County at half 24-0. Norfolk Catholic led Gibbon at the half 20-6. That could be Norfolk Catholic hosting Adams Central. Adams Central beat Shadron today 22-7. Third quarter, Kearney Catholic leads Ord 7-0. The winner gets Boone Central Newman Grove, who down Valentine 41-7. In the East bracket, Syracuse mauling Raymond Central 42-6 in the fourth. Lakeview led SCOTUS at the half 14-0. Wahoo leading Fort Calhoun 21-8 in the third quarter. Bishop Newman leading Loganview 14-0 as they approached half. Ashland Greenwood 28-0 over Boystown at last check. Wilbur Claytonia had the first 7-6 lead over Arlington, but that was in the first quarter. Lincoln Christian taking care of Milford 34-7 at the half. They'll get Fall City a 28-27 winner over Wayne. Donovan Trumbull was up on Centura at the half, 28-0. They would have to travel to Crofton on Wednesday. Crofton beat Bridgeport 28-14. Blue Hill will head to North Platte to take on St. Pat's. The Bobcats beat Kimball 21-6. St. Pat's beat Cambridge 23-0. Hershey will be hosting Hastings St. Cecilia. The Panthers survived Atkinson West Holt 13-6. And St. Cecilia, after a scoreless first half, beat Thayer Central 16-0. Of course, Sutton and Battle Creek. That came in Battle Creek on Wednesday, as we told you. In the east of C2, Omaha Brownell Talbot only led UTAN 7-0 at the half. That's the 1 versus 16. Centennial blowing out Elmwood Murdoch 42-0 at the half. Takema Herman 22-6 over Louisville in the third quarter. Malcolm has beat Ponca 28-14. Aquinas and Oakland Craig, third quarter, 14-14. Aquinas, the defending state champion, two-time defending state champion. And Hardington Cedar Catholic will play Lutheran High Northeast. Hardington Cedar Catholic beat Palmyra 41-0. Lutheran High beat Johnson County 55-8. Eight-man football, D1. Overton beat Clearwater Orchard 65-14. They'll play Palmer, who's leading Sutherland 55-14 in the fourth. North Central upset Arapaho 36-32. Looks like they'll play Twin Loop. Twin Loop leads Alma 34-0 in the third quarter. Hemingford beat Franklin 64-8. They'll host Chambers Wheeler Central, a 26-23 winner over South Loop. And Elm Creek defeated Niobrara Verdigris 54-14. They'll get the winner of the Burwell-Nebraska Christian game. Bruning-Davenport-Shickley beat Neely Oakdale 56-12. They'll play Randolph, who took care of McCool Junction 54-14. Exeter-Milligan over Hardington 56-6. High Plains beat Emerson Hubbard 30-0. Heartland and Guardian Angels 42-42 in the fourth quarter. Freeman leading Friend at the half, 18-8. And in D2, Wallace up on Brady, 22-0 early on. Hay Springs beat Layton, 36-16. Earlier today, you heard Amherst down Hitchcock County, 58-22. They'll get the winner of the Loomis-Bertrand game, which is currently going on. No update on that game. If you have an update on Loomis-Bertrand, we'd love to hear it, 236-9900. Stewart beat Garden County 44-14, and Selma Myrna leads Mullen in the third quarter 28-12. Shelton had to rally in the 2-15 matchup to beat Sandhill Stedford 34-32. They will now travel to Curtis to take on Medicine Valley Wednesday. Medicine Valley avenged one of their losses, beating Elwood 50-28. Fall City Sacred Heart, no problem, shutting out Kennesaw 58-0. Lions Decatur Northeast beat Meridian 60-24. Fullerton over Parkview Christian 40-12 in the fourth quarter. Humphrey St. Francis leads Bancroft Rosalie 36-23. Halftime, how about this one, folks? Lawrence Nelson 18, Giltner 14. That game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Giltner, the defending state champion, down at the half. Also, Sterling beat Scribner-Snyder 38-26, and Wynot defeated Wausau 64-20. Again here, it was Sutton with a 46-14 win over Southern Valley. We'll come back and look at the final stats after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at our unofficial final numbers of this football game. First of all, for Southern Valley, Christian Lewis just could never really get anything going on the ground tonight. He ends up with 11 carries and just 12 yards, in the football game. Alex Kopp, one carry for 2 yards. Dan Dietz, one carry for 3 yards. Hunter Quinn, 2 carries for 8 yards. Griffin York, they tried him on an end around a couple of times, couldn't pick up any yards. And then Jeremiah Perkins, he ends up with 9 carries for 38 yards. I mean, Southern Valley just didn't have very many plays in the second half because of all the turnovers tonight. Looks like 26 total rushing attempts, which means they had just 7 rushes in the second half of play. And Perkins, your leading rusher with 38 yards, 63 yards on the ground. They actually were -5 in the second half running the football here tonight. For Perkins, in the second half through the air, he was 2 of 5 with 1 interception for 32 yards. So for the ball game, Jeremiah Perkins, 12 of 20. He had 1 pick, 1 touchdown, and 128 yards. Also, Kalp came in and threw an interception on their final offensive play. So overall tonight, looks like 191 yards of total offense, 11 first downs for Southern Valley. They were penalized 8 times in the ball game for 69 yards, punted it twice for an average of 30 yards. But again, the big number, 5 turnovers, 3 fumbles, 2 of those on special teams, 2 interceptions, and they all occurred in the second half of play. We'll take a quick timeout and look at Sutton's numbers after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Here's the unofficial numbers tonight for the Sutton Mustangs. I had Trey Raymer for 17 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. You had Noah Johnson for 14 carries, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Then we go on 2 touchdowns, actually, for Noah tonight. 2 touchdowns for Noah Johnson in the football game. And then Cole Wiseman, 17 carries, 146 yards, and two touchdowns on the ground. 51 late. Let's give credit to our last man, Garrett Messenger. Messenger came in there, had three carries for 7 yards. 51 carries, 303 yards on the ground tonight for Sutton. Through the air, Cole Wiseman, one of two for 24 yards in the first half. He did put it up six times in the second half. He was three of six for 58 yards and a touchdown. So for the entire ball game tonight, four of eight, no interceptions, and one touchdown for Cole Wiseman, and give him 82 yards through the air, 385 yards of total offense for Sutton, 18 first downs. They punted it three times tonight, and that's going to be an average of about 37 yards. They did have a bunch of penalties at the end of the ball game going through those illegal procedures. They ended up with six penalties in the fourth quarter alone and nine in the ball game for 60 yards in penalties. So 385 yards tonight for Sutton, 191 for Southern Valley. Again, it was 16-14 at the half. Your scoring breakdown like this. Perkins hit Alex Kopp for Southern Valley's first touchdown on their opening possession. They stopped Sutton on a fourth and two at midfield. The extra point kick made it 7-0. But then on the very next play, Cole Wiseman goes 80 yards for a touchdown. The two-point run made it 8-7. And then a one-yard touchdown run by Noah Johnson after a short punt completed a 59-yard drive, made it 16-7 at the end of the first quarter. Southern Valley stopped Sutton a couple of times. Southern Valley was stopped inside the 10-yard line. That was huge in the second quarter. They made it into the red zone twice, made it inside the five twice, came away with no points because they had a couple of penalties in there. They missed a field goal even. And finally, they were able to punch it in right before the half on a five-yard run by Perkins. So three times in the red zone in the second quarter, and they got 7 points out of it, made it 16-14. And then, as we documented, everything fell apart with the turnovers, fumbling it on the very first play of the third quarter. Noah Johnson, a two-yard run. Then that was on a Trey Raymer fumble recovery. And then you had Tyler Bailey recover a fumble on a punt, set up a 12-yard field, 1:44 to go. Wiseman snuck it in. Then they fumbled it on the kickoff return. Cole Wiseman covered it, and Raymer took it in from 14 yards out. And with 11:12 to go in the fourth quarter, it was 38-14. And then a 24-yard spectacular catch and scramble. Wiseman throws it. Nick Hennessy on fourth and goal from the 24 takes it in for the final touchdown. And it's Sutton 46, Southern Valley 14. That is your wrap-up of tonight's high school football game, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau and Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy? Saves you money and gives you peace of mind knowing that what you work and play hard for is taken care of. Call today for a free quote, Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We'll take a quick break and then wrap it up after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
You've been listening to the state football playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're live in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth and want to say thank you to the many fine sponsors that allowed us to bring you high school football action tonight, including our corporate sponsors, Channel Seed in Hildreth and Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Coming up next, it is second half coverage of Kearney Catholic and Ord, and you'll be able to hear that from Miles Field coming up momentarily. We'll be back tomorrow night for Kearney High at Millard West. Pregame is at 7 o'clock. Kickoff from Buell Stadium in Omaha is set for 7:30, and we will have all the action for you here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our area schools and athletes for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. A 16-14 halftime game ends up Sutton 46, Southern Valley 14. Sutton heads to Battle Creek next Wednesday. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks so much for listening. High school football continues in a moment with Kearney Catholic taking on Ord.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Merritt Lawson in the KKPR studio getting you ready for the